Tomorrow's News Today.
All right. The old globalist order is dead. Now, what will replace the power vacuum? That is what Trump is trying to do. Overall, he's doing an excellent job, though. There are some problems with his messaging, particularly on Greenland. I'll be explaining that today. We have Ezra Levant joining us from Davos, where Trump will be arriving tomorrow morning. They're already burning American flags and chanting that they, you know, want the United States kicked out of NATO, which is exactly what we want. So all of this is coming to a head. We also don't just have Ezra Levant on. We have some other amazing guests with incredible details that nobody is pointing out with how Trump can absolutely win this Greenland thing in spades if he'll just listen to us. He messed up the Canada stuff with the 51st state behavior. And now the joke memes of, you know, the entire northern part of North America, Canada, you name it, under U.S. control. I know Trump likes to have fun. That's great for the constituency. It's not good for soft power. We've got so many other big issues. But first, I wanted to just remind you of replacement migration and the U.N. plan to smash the West and why we should back Trump. Here it is.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
This is clearly a pattern by the radical left to prevent more deportations, because the left has built their political house of cards on mass immigration, and they don't want to see their voters, their ballot harvesters, their headcount be deported. Everything we're seeing, whether it's illegal immigration or rioting or you name it, fraud, it's due to lack of consequences. For decades, we have looked the other way from illegal immigration, from overstaying visas, from working without authorization, from committing identity and document fraud. That's how we got to anywhere from 11 to 20 million illegal aliens before Joe Biden entered the White House. And then he doubled that. Now that the Trump administration is trying to enforce immigration laws, the left doesn't like it. Illegal aliens don't like it. And so they're lashing out. It's kind of like parenting 101. If you're not going to be a parent and discipline your children when you suddenly do so, kids lash out and have tantrums. We're seeing the adult version of that. We need much more immigration enforcement,
absolutely,
many more deportations, not just worse.
It's about the very survival of our country, folks. We don't need 20,000 ICE. We need 200,000. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
System has completely collapsed. They're reporting that in the Tokyo Times. They're reporting that in the London Times. They're reporting that in the Times of London. They're reporting that in the New York Times. They're reporting that in the Wall Street Journal. You've got a lot of people that have actually been members of the globalist system, like Malik, who I've met before and know, who ran the Aspen Institute. The role of the nation state under the Trump presidency ends globalism. And that's what this is. And so when you see Trump saying, okay, I guess you guys don't want peace. He's talking about NATO and Ukraine. Fine. You didn't give me the peace prize. Okay, well, I'll just take Greenland. We have a contract that both parties have to agree to get our bases, meaning they can't ever get rid of us there. So the way Trump is going about this is rallying people around Greenland to make Denmark and NATO look like good guys. And I get he's doing that to have a rift with NATO and an excuse to put pressure on NATO other than making it about Ukraine. Because then they can spin it back and say he's a Russian agent and all that crap. By turning it into a fight with NATO over Greenland, he thinks he's putting pressure on him. And I get what he's doing. And it's had some success, but it would be much better. And I'll talk about this with Ezra Levant, who is an incredible researcher and journalist, who is at Davos. He just got a bunch of big confrontations with globalists. They're back in their hotel right now editing those. We're going to exclusively. I wasn't sure when we're going to get Ezra on. I said, well, come on later if you have needed time to get your videos ready. Is he coming on at noon or at 1, guys? Okay, well, yeah, okay, 1 o'clock, good, because he was ready to come on at noon. I said, are you going to have time to get your videos ready? He goes, no. I said, we'd rather have him premiere those here, so... You know, he's confronted Klaus Schwab, Albert Bourla, you name it. We've got all the hundreds and hundreds of private jets arriving there. But they want all of us, of course, to not even be able to eat meat and get rid of our pets and get rid of the cows and can't have a car or air conditioning. But, oh, the globalists can all arrive in their big private jets from around the world and then fly off to Davos itself up on the mountaintop in their black helicopters. If you're watching, you actually saw that. I'm not just saying that. So that's coming up in about 2 hours or an hour and 50 minutes. Ezra Levant. And it was Ezra last year before it happened. I mean, day one. He called me and he said, can I come on the show? And normally it's me trying to get him on the show. He's very busy. And he always obliges, but he sort of takes a few days. He called up the producer. He said, I got to get on. He said, Trump's going to get Mark Carney elected or installed, is basically what happened. If he keeps saying 51st state and running down Canadians, we love Americans. The Trudeau Party, the Liberal Party, has a 15% approval rating. The conservatives are going to win. They're not perfect, but they're far better. Trump has got to stop it. He goes, I know Canadians, they're going to end up, you know, Trudeau's party's going to use this to demonize America and get back in power, and they did. And now Carney has pledged allegiance to communist China and is literally handing the country over to them. So you're worried about Greenland, Trump, in the Arctic. What about Canada? It's even more important. So Trump screwed the pooch on that. And you notice it took us months to get him to stop making the jokes and, oh, our hockey team's going to beat your hockey team. And, yeah, 51st day, he made the joke to Trudeau when he was president-elect at Mar-a-Lago. Everybody thought it was funny, so he kept doing it. And then it wasn't America's trying to help Canada and get a better deal for both of us. It wasn't, oh, we're going to help free you from the globalist. No, it's you've been screwing us. We're going to screw you back. You know, milk costs three times what it does here in Canada. I mean, everything does because they have oligopolies and monopolies. When you have the, you know, 300% tariffs on average on U.S. goods, that also, they have those on other countries too. That means that, that you can then have basically combines inside your cartels, inside your country that rip you off. Canadians pay more for lumber. More for everything than we do, even though they've got all the lumber, all the oil, all the milk, all the eggs, everything, because there's only two companies that are allowed to sell milk and eggs up there. I mean, it's just terrible. He should have addressed it like that, and we would have gotten the conservatives in, but no. So on this Greenland thing, we have, at the end of World War II, we liberated it from the Nazis. We have the lease deal for the military bases that both parties have to agree to end the contract, just like Guantanamo Bay. That's how Cuba can't kick us out. We got that over 100 years ago in a deal. So I get he made this big fight to basically push NATO and the EU around and Denmark around and to get them to attack him as a way to, you know, basically illustrate to Americans that America is a superpower. We're throwing our weight around. We're not going to let the EU tell us what to do. But it's too cute by half. And that is not the way to address it. We have the way to address it. And I'm going to get on the phone today to Roger Stone. And if I need to, I can get Trump on the phone. Problem is I got to then have the phone on at all times, on the ringer on, because it's always when I'm on air or 1 a.m. I'm asleep. And then they'll say, unknown, will you talk to the president? Yes, but I've got to literally have it glued to my head because I don't normally watch my phone. And I miss, you know, I've missed 95% of the calls I've gotten from Trump. It's very frustrating. And the secretary will call back an hour later. Are you ready for the call now? Stand by in 10 minutes. So it's just like, it's easier for me to just get Roger on the phone. And Roger's always very responsive. A lot of times he's already ahead of the curve. He's like, oh, yes, I'm actually leaving today. On the Epstein stuff, we got Trump to stop what he was doing. You know, he's like, oh, it's all a hoax. No, you mean you being involved is a hoax. It's very serious, very real. And Roger literally went up there for 7 days, you know, in the White House to get him to do that. And I'm not going to sit by like the Canada fiasco with this Greenland thing and not give him the talking points that are true and absolutely devastate the globalists. And I am very thankful to Matt Bracken, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, geopolitical terrorism expert, for contacting me this morning. And I said, well, this is so important, you should just take over the fourth hour. He is a genius. And by genius, he just has a war map of the whole planet, in his brain, even better than I do. I mean, I can just randomly on the air bring up some obscure little channel or river area, and he already knows all of it. I've not tested him. I'm like, God, this guy's like brainiac. And he's worried about Trump's messaging on this, and he has come up with something that is true and is devastating. Devastating. And if Trump does this, it's game over. But I understand that Trump's picking a fight with NATO and the EU because he's going to win it. And he's changing the subject because they are blocking the peace deal with Ukraine and Russia. And he's finally saying what I've been saying for a year. Zelensky's a puppet of NATO. We all know that. And they're not ever going to make a deal until we cut off all the funding. We've already cut off a lot of it. We have to cut off all the funding to Ukraine. That means to NATO, because they're going to still give it to them. We fund, what, half of NATO, 85% of Ukraine. And then Trump has to turn off the intelligence. And that doesn't mean guys with binoculars, folks. That means the geospatial, the satellites, the weapons telemetry, the GPS, all that. Europe, by the way, operates off of our satellites and GPS and all of it. They don't have any of it. Nothing. So I'm not saying turn theirs off in general. I'm just saying turn it off over Ukraine. And just say, we're no longer involved. It's turned off. Bye-bye. Because they're going to keep laundering billions a week of money. They're going to keep, you know, the thousands of dead a week. They're going to continue to try to come up with dirty tricks and false flags inside Russia to try to suck us into this war. So I am 100% behind Trump for that. And 100% behind him shutting down the border, deporting the illegals, redeclaring our sovereignty against the UN replacement migration. Absolutely what the doctor ordered. We are politically, culturally, societally suicidal and physically suicidal. We don't back that. But in this balkanized, polarized world, there's not just polarization from left and right. Beyond the left-right paradigm, there is polarization in Trump supporters that you either do nothing but bitch about Trump and say everything's gloom and doom because you're not really a Trump supporter. And you're getting boosted by the left and promoted by him. You see that with the influencers everywhere. Or people are totally white-pilled and say, shut up, he knows what he's doing, $50 trillion DHS. I called it, as Ezra Levant called it first, a disaster. They got the globalists in power again up there, and now Carney's literally signing over Canada to communist China. The land, the resources, everything. I mean, they had 50,000 Chinese troops up there training. That's confirmed. They have their own police departments that operate like the Muslims have with Sharia law. It's bad. It's real bad. And Trump needs to get his act together on this and specifically point out that he is a champion of the people of Greenland. And who are the majority of the people in Greenland? You saw Nick Shirley's videos we aired yesterday when he was in Greenland a few months ago. And you saw people walk around the street, and what did they look like? They were handsome-looking Asians. And that's what Inuit are. They're all over the north. They're in Russia. They're in Greenland. They're in Iceland. They're up in Canada. They're in Alaska. And they test their blood. They are basically Chinese, with a little bit of white in them, because over the tens of thousands of years, you know, kind of the wild Chinese, the Huns, whatever you want to call them, the Mongols were all over. They interbred with some whites. So that's why they've dug up mummified skeletons in the Midwest, the U.S. They're 10,000 years old. So they're pure Native American. And what is their genetics? 95% Chinese, 5% Northern European. That's why a couple of the languages in Northern Europe, if you actually look at the language, it's actually Asian-based, because that was going on all over the place. And yes, there were Viking expeditions. They've dug up tombs of Vikings. They've dug up the swords. It's been in some of the university reports, but they don't really promote it because it doesn't fit into the whole paradigm. Although a white man stole the land, it doesn't matter. The point is that people have been over here for a long time. They've found in Aztec and Mayan ruins jade that is only in Japan and China, in 5,000-year-old, you know, graves of kings. And they know by testing it, oh, that's from Japan. That's because they had trade with them, folks. The world's a lot more complex. The history we've got is very limited, because with the Alexandria Library got burned up and a bunch of others by the barbarians and then by the Muslims, we lost all that. And it just became fables. Just like Plato wrote his Republic and several other books, and then they always thought, oh, he just made that up, and then they keep finding everything he said. So it's just super, super interesting. And I'm kind of hinting at what it is, so I'll elaborate coming up. But it turns out Denmark caught red-handed, because the stuff in Canada is not red-handed, where they, you know, dig up all these dead babies at these Native American orphanages. And sure, there was some abuse and bad things that went on, but it's been exaggerated. And yeah, what do you think happened 100 years ago when kids died in an orphanage from the flu or whatever? You know, they buried them. Not the case in Greenland. The majority of the population is Inuit. You can see them right there. You look at that crowd, most of them are brown. And they're mixed with whites, so they're, you know, Amerasian. But the point is that Greenland admits it, and on record, sterilized half the women after World War II and had a really aggressive eugenics project to get rid of them. And so Trump needs to get into that and say, you will be your own country. You will be a protectorate of the United States. And we're going to invest all this massive money. And don't insult them with $100,000 a piece. You do like Alaska, and you say every citizen of Greenland that's born there, can't be a birthright, has to be you were born there, gets 10% of oil and gas revenue of any new exploration. I mean, there are folks up in, you know, Alaska, if those don't know, a lot of people don't have to work because they just get a check because you get a small percentage of the money. And why not? It's your land. It's your deal. So Trump, just win the damn thing. Don't insult them with $100,000. They like America. That's what Nick Shirley found. That's what I've seen in the statistics. They hate Denmark. They love America. They want the majority. Everybody he talked to said, no, we want America to come in. This is months and months ago. Nick Shirley went there. Now with this bravado and this over the top crap, they're like, well, no, you're not going to just come in here and push us around. And this is our country now. Denmark said it was our country, but that in the fine print, it wasn't. But still, our contract is stronger than Denmark's, because Denmark at the end of World War II wasn't really thinking about the contracts we got with, you know, Greenland. It was less than 10,000 people there now. Now it's about 45,000. So give every person native born to Greenland, whether they be white or whether they be Eskimo, Inuit, give them a percentage of oil and gas exploration up to 12 miles off their coast. And they're all instant millionaires just like that. They will instantly sign the agreement. You come up with an agreement like that, absolutely guaranteed 99% of them are going to sign it. And then you've got it all peacefully. Because if you think the Chi-Coms are going to give you a percentage of the resources, if you think, and by the way, they are, the Chi-Coms are moving, and they put leftist governments in. They're censoring people. They're bullying people. I've been studying Greenland quite a bit as of recently. And Trump is right. They're making the move. And then the next big crisis, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, is going to be the Arctic. So Trump, as Bessette said, Treasury Secretary, is thinking long-term strategically. So I kind of already let the cat out of the bag, but I'm going to get to newscast. I'm going to show you. Look at this. Denmark apologizes to Greenland's forced contraception victims. And they gave them IEDs that were designed to sterilize them that they knew weren't really just a device you put up in the uterus, a little wire, a little scraper on the end where it creates irritation. So the women don't have their menstrual cycles. They designed those, and it came out in court, not just for Greenland, but for the Western world to destroy women's uteruses. My mom will get mad if I talk about it, but just the way it is. I love her. She doesn't listen to the show. Mom, sorry. I just got to save a lot of people here. I'd have brothers and sisters. I have my sister. She's adopted. Great person, family, totally. There's blood, but South Korean. My mother, my dad was about to finish medical school. went and got the Dalcon Shield IED and sterilized her and caused a lot of medical problems. And they later admitted that they knew that's what it was doing. So they weren't just doing it to the Inuits. They do it to everybody. But the point is that the left all fetishizes, you know, it being done to Native Americans, which is wrong, or Native Greenlanders. You just use that, which is true. Like, you're going to let the people that sterilized half the women, they admit, in the country were sterilized purposely by a very similar device to the Dalcon Shield. And, of course, they had, like, some $8 billion settlement 30 years ago on that and all the rest of it. And all the women that got sterilized got, like, oh, here's $20,000 or whatever. You know, it's just absolute pure evil. So my grandmother was told she got polio from the second polio vaccination by her doctor. And then she was in a wheelchair and crutches the rest of her life, died at 93. And I'm using my own family, the level of the savagery of the medical system. And the average doctor's great. It's the big pharma. It's the system. It's how they say, oh, this shot's to make you where you don't get COVID, but actually raises your immune system and gives you long COVID. And the doctors are like, hey, we believe it. They say it's safe. You know, it's all of us are being targeted by this. So they put these in the women. They sterilize them. And they basically forced them to do it. I mean, they forced them to. They made them do it. And again, it wasn't just for the year. You know, they put it in you and put a new one in every year. So they made them do it. And it also gives women endometriosis. It just fries women. Cuts all these holes in your uterus. And again, the endometrium is designed to basically, once a woman isn't impregnated, it's not fertilized, it goes in and chews off all of that fertilizer, basically blood product, is what lines the uterus. Nutrient rich soil for the zygote to grow in. And then that endometrium gets out of the uterus and starts attacking the rest of the organs. Any women ever had this, they're like, oh, yeah, hell on earth. So it isn't just something that makes them they can't have babies. It killed a bunch of them. So imagine if Trump would have attacked Carney and said he's a globalist that rips you all off and is screwing you over and your housing prices, bringing in all these foreigners, and we're going to make good deals with you to buy your goods. We'll buy yours. We're going to balance this out. We love Canadians. Canada be free right now. Instead, they've announced all guns be confiscated. They already took most of them. We always do when they register the guns, they take them. That's happening. Canada is now basically North Korea. So, Trump, you're about to screw the pooch again with the Greenland thing. At many levels, it's smart. At other levels, it's not. I'll get more into that coming up in detail. But it's a big deal. We need... I'm going to explain this. I'll give it all to Roger. We'll write a memo. And then he'll go eat dinner with Trump, but you gotta like really get Trump's attention. You usually gotta hang around him for days to get anything done, so we'll talk about it when we come back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Look here, Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, I'm going to write a memo to the president on what he needs to do. But you don't need to wait for that. You can write these points down, maybe add a few you think are important. Flood Truth Social with it. Call the White House with it. You know, a lot of nights he sits there and just answers the phone randomly.
To the best of my ability, and will to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
It's been 1 year since President Trump was sworn in for the second time. Right around this time exactly. 365 days ago to basically the minute. In fact, it was about 11:34 or 5 Central, a little past noon Eastern. Let's go back to this historic footage. Trump gets a F-minus on the Justice Department indicting and prosecuting the deep state. He gets an A-plus on the border. He gets an A-plus on economy as fast as he can, getting jobs and investment here. He gets an A-plus on rehabilitating us in the culture wars, trying to get the public to not have our will broken and to not be demoralized. He gets an A-plus on banning men and women's sports. The list goes on and on. And shattering the control the Democrat Party has had over so much of society by going in with Doge and just massively finding trillions in fraud and cutting it off. And it goes on and on, the great things he's done. I mean, there's new stuff every day. Capping credit card interest at 10%. Going in and signing an order capping residential electric bills by forcing tech giants to pay for soaring costs but from their data centers. Energy prices almost cut in half, 45% in just 1 year. On and on and on and on. FDA removes web content, saying cell phones are harmless. HHS study set to be released soon, actually showing what different types of cell towers do, 5G, you name it, and the fact that it is linked directly to cancer, which they always knew. But that's the change that's going on. Fluoride, deadly for the brain, lowers IQ, causes infertility, cancer, being pulled out of the states because of federal recommendations. All mRNA vaccine funding by the government killed. Vaccine preparedness, vaccine liability protection funding for all the major vaccines pulled. All mercury in vaccines outlawed. All of the poison dyes outlawed. What was that, 5-6 months ago? They gave them a year to get it done, and they're already pulling it out everywhere? Yeah, just on Kennedy alone and what he's doing, incredible. Gabbard releasing all the different classified documents on Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, all of it. She's done an A+. But where are the prosecutions of Antifa? Yeah, a few of them burn up Teslas or shoot people. Yeah, they've been arrested and charged and convicted. And yeah, they convicted over 100 Somalis in the last year for the fraud. That's not something new we just discovered. The Republicans in Congress in the 1990s exposing it. But it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And yeah, they've opened a criminal investigation into Ilhan Omar. She's definitely one of the main people involved. She went from having no money to over $30 million. And believe me, that's just what she admits she has. Yeah, that's all great, but I want to see indictments and I want to see convictions. Now, that said, we can't paradoxically throw Trump out and just say we're not defending him, we don't support him, because on so many fronts we're gaining so much ground on the enemy. But on removing the deep state, on prosecuting him, it's an F-. On taking the security clearances and cutting their money off, B+. So I'm not going to ever apologize for supporting Trump. But I want to say something here really important before I get to the news. We built this audience of patriots. We built, if you study it, even the globalists have major university courses on it. At Harvard, at UT, you can pull these up. We've covered them. And they've been saying this for 10 years. It's accurate that Ron Paul and his movement basically took over the Tea Party intellectually in the last 20 years. And in their studies, in the demographic numbers, they said InfoWars was the main pollinator of that. So that's our audience of activists. I don't get the credit. It's all of you. But InfoWars and Ron Paul were the only big institutions, organizations getting the word out through the great network of people like you, us together. And so that built the runway or the launch pad for Trump to swoop in 2016. And then much of our operating system, much of our political beliefs got adopted, at least by the speechwriters. Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, Dr. You know, the different doctors, different researchers, different scientists that are there, Dr. Beatty. And a lot of that got into policy in the first four, but not as much as now. They're not just paying lip service to the patriot movement. I mean, we're the dominant vein of culture in the White House now. And so Trump has a decent grasp of history, but a lot of blank spots. People I know that know him well, and I've talked to him. But what he did do is when he was in military academy, they taught about it. And so they had assignments for the years he was there. And he was like made the leader because he was top of his class and all the rest of it. And so they had to write essays and papers and read all these books about Americana and American policy and William McKinley and Teddy Roosevelt and George Washington and Andrew Jackson. And so, and I've had Trump's classmates on about this. You know, Trump was talking about it then. So he does have history on what made America great. And he does know about that. So he's literally doing what Teddy Roosevelt did, what William McKinley did, what Andrew Jackson did, because that's his, you know, he's probably read 20 history books. I've read thousands. But it's okay, because at least he's got that. All right? Because if you're going to only read a few, he read the right ones. So he really is all about this country. I mean, it's like a baby chicken or a duck. When it cracks out of its egg, the first thing it sees, whether it's a cow or a horse or a cat or a dog, even if it's not its mother, it imprints and follows it around. And anybody that's ever had ducks or out on a farm, and I've lived on a farm and they had ducks, and you see them, and when they hatch out and they're there and they get up and they see you, you better watch out. And then when you go in the house, they'll try to wait and just quack and, you know, wait till you come back out because, you know, they think you're mama. And so Trump imprinted on America like a baby duck. It's not an act. And if I had to describe Trump, he's very funny, very smart, has a lot of skills, but he is definitely autistic. Savant level. But he's got his blind spots. So, we got Trump in. We fought like hell. We went through hell to get him in, and then they tried to kill him and all the impeachments and all the lies and all the things he survived and we survived together. And because I've been tortured and sued and demonized and surveilled for Trump and for America, you bet I don't want to just give up on him. But then I can intellectually sit back and say, are you backing Trump so hard because you invested so much time and energy in it? And now you don't want to admit you're wrong. No, that has nothing to do with it. No, I mean, I can sit there and look at him compared to the Democrats and look at all the good stuff that's happening, and it's not even a discussion of course I'm backing him. And by being supportive on the good stuff, Trump and the White House know I'm a friend. And they listen. And they routinely get the guests we have on about segments that they show the president, like Mark Mitchell and others that don't want to be named, and they go up to the White House and advise them. And I've been invited to go do it too, but I don't really decline it. I say, oh yeah, here's my email. Just send that invitation, knowing if I don't follow up, it's not going to happen. And it's not that I'm scared to go to the White House and do it. There's something about me by the president, me talking to the president, that makes the deep state just go see red. And I'm not scared to fight the globalists, but I pick my battles. So I'd rather be very influential on air, very influential back channels, very influential everywhere, but I don't like to go to Mar-a-Lago. I don't like to go to the big events. I just got invited again. And I'm just like, yeah, strategically, I think I need to be under the radar here a little bit. And the bad guys are watching. They already know all this, but it's that image of me with Trump. I mean, Trump wanted to get me up there 6 months ago and, you know, honor me and, you know, say it and walk out in the back. Alex is great, blah, blah, or whatever, along with, you know, some other folks, and like he did Flynn. And I just said, yeah, I got a family engagement. I can't come. Sorry. Thank you. And it's not a snub. It's that I can get more done if he's bombarded with something. Roger will tell you, you got to hit him and 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 hit him. And then he clicks and then he does it. But he's got to offer the Greenlanders a percentage of any oil or gas revenue, which is totally normal and natural like Alaskans have, it's done. And then on top of it, by the way, remember Denmark sterilized half your women, and most of women are still alive. They're pissed. You just got almost half the population on your side just by that statement. And saying Denmark would never even let you know you should be getting some of the oil and gas money, this will be reparations for you. Not reparations 200 years later. You don't do that for somebody that wasn't the victim. No, these are the victims. So it's not reparations, it's restitution. And it's done. It's done. It's done. And then, because no one's planted the flag up there, China and others are moving in with oil exploration, saying they'll just drill wherever they want. By saying they're in charge, by saying they own it, which they do, the Inuits have to plant the flag. And then they will have rightful ownership of it. That is a no-brainer. Just, my God, please do it. Just please. And I can advise you guys on every other major subject about optics. But this is the I don't give an F Trump, which is a good thing in many ways. He doesn't care how the globalists threaten him. He doesn't care. You know, he's doing what he thinks is right. The problem is, though, people that kiss his ass and people that are nice to him and people that lie to him, he has a blind spot for Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi and the rest of them. And it is going to be the death of us. I mean, it is terrible. Absolutely terrible. And we've now learned that Susie Wiles has opposition research being done by the RNC and others on General Flynn and others. You can probably imagine who. And I already knew about this, but Flynn got the documents. All because they are worried about MAGA in the future once Trump leaves, and they're worried about who is seen as the heirs to MAGA. Not that we want to run for president, not that we want to be in charge, but they know people are going to listen to us. And so that's a very dangerous position. So I've got the Democrats want to destroy me because I'm influential, and they know I'll stand up for whatever's right for the country and freedom, no matter who's in office. And then we've got the Republicans with their knives out as well, who I've already had, and they're private meetings, and they're off record, and so I don't violate confidences. It's not criminal. If it's not criminal, I won't violate a confidence. I mean, I'll talk about in general what happened, but before the Democrats even sued me, it was the Republicans came to me. Not Trump people, but the top Republicans. And they said, look, we're just guy in the world, not Musk at the time. Then we want to finance you. If you don't do this, the Democrats are coming for you. They got all the lawsuits ready. And I just said, I can't do that. And then they told me about a month later was another meeting. And they said, why don't you just come talk to these guys? And I go in there and they go, this is off record, right? I go, okay. And then there's these top Democrat lawyers. You see them on TV. And I'm just like, what is this, guys? They're like, Alex, we love you, man. Come on. Don't be stupid. Make it work with us. We like you. Come on. And the Republican lawyers are like, And you have to understand, like, these lawyers, I mean, like their wives are the heads of federal agencies and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, these are like the lawyers. And I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, guys, I told you I just can't do this. I go, we really feel sorry for you then, man. And boy, it just, within a week, opened up on all the TV channels demonizing me, all these lies, news articles every day, everywhere. You saw it on every TV channel, everything. They had somehow, with their algorithms, and they even had AI then, tracked what was going to happen with the show, where it was building to, what was happening, if I was allowed to continue to communicate with Trump and get him on board with this. But the great news is they stole the election. It woke everybody up even more. Now Trump's even more hardcore. And so it didn't work out the way they wanted. And that line of future concern they had with me was already a done deal, fait complete. Because we'd already done the work waking up the grassroots, exposing the globalist system. We'd already discredited not just here but around the world. Not by just myself, my guests, the crew, our audience, the films, many other people. We'd done that. And so they weren't going to be able to even kill me or put me in prison. Or just demonize me. Oh, we demonize the guy that's the Patriot leader. That will somehow demonize the movement. People are more sophisticated than that. And so with the absurd demonization the last 9 years, the public went, we don't trust you. We don't believe corporate media. We don't believe, we know you're attacking him. He must be good. And that actually made more people than ever tune in and actually made us even stronger because I didn't buy their narrative that I was going to be destroyed, that I was just going to go away and that it was all over. So I'm very thankful to listeners and viewers and our affiliates and our sponsors and everybody that kept us on air. because we've really woke up a lot of people together. We've changed the world. You can be pessimistic about things not moving quick enough, but compared to how fast we were moving against the globalist 20 years ago, we're at light speed right now. And it's only picking up speed. So we really should sit back and understand where we are. But yeah, Republicans blast immoral Trump actions after issuing impeachment warning. And that's with him and the Greenland statements, which are completely tongue-in-cheek. Oh, I guess since you don't like peace, I guess I'll just do what's right for America and take this. And that's just Trump jerking the chain and stirring things up. But let me just complete the statement here, very simply. I am heavily invested in Trump. He's something we built, though imperfect, much better than the alternative. And you can sit back as a purist and say, no, we need things to get worse faster, and we need to just be absolute purist, and we need to just not support any of these politicians or any of these groups. And I can understand that thinking, and you know, it's simple. You don't have to do much research, makes you feel good. But, I mean, killing global carbon taxes, killing the Davos initiative, the Club of Rome project, the Paris Accords, that was just a death sentence for billions, neo-feudalism, total tracking control, incredible thing Trump did. He just pulled us out of 66 UN agencies, effectively leaving the UN last week. I mean, he can go on forever here. So, this is our big success. Trump is our battering ram, smashing the enemy, as flat as a pancake. Now, we could try to redirect the battering ram and get it to do a better job, but it's still our battering ram. We summoned this creature. And you wanted somebody to stand up and to go after our enemies, you got it, folks. Does that mean it's 79 and the rest of it, he's going to be perfect? No, none of us are. Although they're talking to a black congressman who went to West Point, and they were attacking him on CNN. They're like, why? You know, at West Point, they've got a Robert E. Lee building. And he goes, yeah, I've actually stayed there when I was, you know, that's where I live when I was there. He goes, I realized, you know, that if we took the names of everybody that wasn't perfect off buildings, the only name we'd have on buildings is Jesus Christ. By the way, they teach them about Robert E. Lee at West Point. So they all know about Robert E. Lee. They all know what they were told about him and true. And they just admire him. Just like they admired the Northern folks. I mean, it was a terrible thing that happened. But the point is that I don't think I am positive enough about how far we've moved the needle and how great Trump is. And by great at dismantling the globalists. I mean, their system is in tatters. They admit it. And their system is scientifically designed to be evil, scientifically designed to enslave humanity. They're the ones that want to cut your son's genitals off. They're the ones that release illegal aliens that have committed murders and robberies, and then they do it again, and they release them again. They know what they're doing. Memos just came out in Congress of the fraud investigators years ago in Minnesota, when it was already billions 4 years ago, and they said, yeah, none of these companies are open, none of these places have kids, none of these places have physicians, none of them have patients, but the governor's office has told us that we'll be called racist if we stop this, so we're going to close all investigations. And they put it in emails, you know, the heads of these anti-fraud investigations, heads of agencies, said, okay, well, we've got the order from the governor and from the AG because we don't want to be called racist. That's why they set the Somalis up with the fraud. It's why they funded them. If I hear one more person say that the Minnesota government was incompetent and allowed this to happen, I'm going to go crazy. Incompetent? This was done with precision from the top down. And that's why in the cases of the Somalis that have gone to jail, they find out, oh, only 30-40% was in their pocket. And that's the deal they cut. They send the majority to the Democrats above them, not as campaign contributions, but other ways. And then they send the next big group money to Somalia. That's their tribe. And then they keep part of it. And then they, yeah, I mean, individuals are making like $8 million a year. They got, you know, big mansion and Ferraris and, you know, Maybach, Mercedes, and yeah, and they're buying land all over the world and they're got yachts. Yeah, but that's just on a couple million they're getting a piece. If they're keeping $2 million, they're pushing $6 million out the door. You just think they just, oh, they're incompetent, let them do that? No, they're running that. And it's, and they're running it in other groups all over the country. And that's how they can try to buy everybody off. Because the Democrat Party is a bunch of criminal pirates. And the Somalis, they found a very good kindred spirit. Yeah, they're now saying they want no-go zones where whites cannot enter certain areas of Minneapolis. All right, before I go any further, had huge news next hour. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. Let me tell you about the huge sale. This is a massive sale going on right now. We have an amazing group of deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All T-shirts are 25% off, and there's not much markup in them, so that's huge. All hats are 20% off. Hoodies are 25% off. Widest selection you're going to find out there, some of the best designs. Some absolutely terrible designs. I'm just joking, some of mine. Up to 45% off Life Force. That's Ultimate Life Force. That is the best spike protein detox pro cardiovascular system. Everybody should be on that. Atomic Defense, incredible immune booster. So good for your old body. Everybody should be on that. That's 45% off right now. Up to 40% off bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules and gummies. The Irish CMOS, the turmeric, strongest out there. Ultimate turmeric, ultimate burn, a natural fat burn, also great for your metabolism. Up to 35% off ultramethylene blue capsules and tincture, Shilajit gummies and capsules, ultra DNA revival. That's the same as, they're similar to DNA Force. Power Plant, Methyl Drive, MK Ultra. Those are all incredible products. And ultramethylene red, proprietary, over the top. Stacks well with methylene blue, but by itself, incredible clarity, focus, energy with no letdown. They are exclusive. Methylene red is back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there in your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel any time for free. You instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. If you're going to buy anything, be a VIP. And I thank you for your support. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back. when the country was strong.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I was rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint. Bad place to be.
Good old Merle Haggard. I can listen to this all day.
And it was back before Nixon
lied to us all.
All on TV.
All right. I've talked a lot about this. And you cannot overstress this, okay? So the crew just came in with a bunch of clips. Howard Lutnick, Trump's top financial advisor, is in Davos already. It's already going. And you got to understand, Davos is officially co-equal to the UN 4 years ago. They made it part of the UN, the ruling council, the technocracy of the bankers. And Lutnick just said, your New World Order is dead to their face. That's what this is all about. And Trump is taunting everybody on Truth Social. He's basically put his testicles on the table. And maybe he's smarter than me. Maybe this is going to turn out good. I mean, overall, I get why he's doing it. I think there's a lot of different nuances here where he can do it better. But it's just spectacular. What a time to be alive. And to the left of the globalists, you're being rejected everywhere. It doesn't matter how much censorship or how many false flags or what you do, you're being rejected. And so they're just trying to sabotage our recovery. And you see what their constituents are like. With all their violence and hatred, we got two cops shot in Portland during an Antifa action, and they got mad that they're there on video saying, you guys censor it. I know I sent it to you. It's got so much cussing, but just try to bleep that. I don't want to play that coming up. And they're telling the ICE, we're going to kill you. We're going to shoot you. We're going to shoot you in the neck like Charlie Kirk. F you, F you, F you, F you. Finally, after they're attacking and doing all this, they drive them off, and then down the street, they just shoot two cops. And they've got images of the guy and all the rest of it. He escaped. And, you know, the cops live, thank God. But, you know, even if they both died, you'd never know their name. Nobody would care. We just move on to the next thing. But you got this lunatic woman driving around her car, blocking ICE, ramming into them. For a week, they wouldn't show the video, though online we all saw it. Later they went, well, still, that's not a reason to shoot her. I mean, just give me a break. Running around during lawful law enforcement operations and running around getting in these people's faces who are super stressed out is a death wish. Am I sad she's dead? Yeah. Do I wish that Ross, who already got drugged and almost killed 6 months ago, had such lightning reflexes he killed her? No, he was in the right. Do I wish it could have been different? Yeah. So I don't want to give these people anything. But that's where we're at. We got all that coming up. And so much more today. And we've got the moves in Greenland that Trump needs to make. If he just do what we tell him, if he just listen, he can be even more effective. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace lips. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, she...
Now, I want people to understand me very closely. I started saying 16 years ago, when it was clear that China had totally broken with the globalist order, that if China didn't follow its agreements and broke with them and had its own competing tyranny, that's what China does. It just copies things and runs off with it. That the globalist system that already is super evil and super unpopular, it couldn't survive exposure. So because of independent media exposing it, it was going to have big problems. And then when China left it, that it was never going to succeed. And I was right. And then, as you know, even before Trump got back in the last 2 years, I explained all this. I explained the factions, how they work, how they operate. No one else is doing it. We finally, though, have a White House that the most of them get this. And Trump more and more is explaining it. So Americans understand why this is going on, why this is happening. But you have China now in the new alliance. That's the new world order that Carney, we played the clips over the weekend. He's the former head of the Bank of England. They took out a puppet, put a real globalist in Canada. He said the new world order is Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the EU, the UK, with China against America. Russia isn't even mentioned in it because Russia's its own thing. Driven into China's arms by the Ukraine war. Violating all U.S. policy previously that's achieved a Russia-China split. So, how many times did I tell you the EU is allied with the Chi-Coms? No one was saying that. Now it's official. That is the new power blocks. It's not even BRICS. BRICS is China and Russia and Brazil and others trying to set up a new monetary system. And down the road, if the U.S. doesn't maintain dollar dominance and a lot of other issues and financially doesn't have the best investment portfolio, which we do again because of Trump, it'd be over for this country because we haven't industrialized again, and all we have is basically the dollar and high-tech weapons and energy. So Trump is working with what he's got. And so when you hear my broadcast, this isn't some conspiracy theory where I got some random witness with no proof they saw this or that. This isn't conspiracy theories. This is the real world, folks. And I remember even 12, 13, 14 years ago, I'd be covering Bilderberg in England or Bilderberg in Switzerland or Bilderberg in Istanbul or Bilderberg in Virginia. And they'd have troops and helicopters and everything. And I'd go cover it. And the New York Times would say, Jones is insane. He's on YouTube out in the woods claiming that we're all the leader meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, and he's insane. Didn't matter. I showed it all. Didn't matter. I stayed in the building after it was closed. Didn't matter. They threw me out. Didn't matter. We called into his room and got David Rockefeller on the phone. They just said it isn't real. Now, where are we 10, 13, 14, 15 years later? Now the world government's all out in the open. And their whole agenda to depopulate us is all out in the open now. So last year at Davos, it was, we've all lost trust. Everybody hates us. What do we do? This year, it's our New World Order's dead. Our global system is over. And we've all got to run to China. So let's play Lutnick. This just came out. This is today. The Trump administration and I are here to make a very clear point. Globalism has failed. Yeah, even if you're for it, as I've always said, it failed. It's over. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to become the zero when you don't make a battery? Yeah, they're committing suicide. Germany can't even build stuff now. There's no energy. Most of the families can't even turn heat on at night. You're entitled to have borders. Globalism has left the American people behind. America first, different model, one we encourage other countries to adopt. This is real prosperity for the world. This is, hey, Wall Street's had its time. Now it's time to rebalance for Main Street and the farmers. These are quotes by Lutnick and by Bessent. And they're actually doing it. Like, they're going to be rich and powerful and have all these zeros in the bank account. Ones and zeros, but nowhere to spend it. And a hellscape society of austerity. And then Carney responds to this. So we have that clip coming up. But I mean, this is amazing. To their face, you're done. And they admit they're done. Folks, that's the new world order. That's the globalist system being repudiated and rejected. And Trump's coming in saying, hey, I don't just have us increasing energy prices. I mean, decreasing energy prices that lowers inflation. He's convinced Saudi Arabia to massively increase everybody else. And he wants Venezuela to sell to the world. Because he understands that all these countries are in debt. All these countries are overextended. It's not just us. There's a race to print our way out. And the U.S. is bad, but nothing compared to China and Europe for their monetization of debt. And so Trump looks at that and says, we got to innovate. We've got to have new technologies. We've got to cut energy prices. We've got to get people back into wanting to work and back having good attitudes, or this world is going to melt down into a great reset post-industrial world. And Schwab and the globalists go, well, yeah, and then we'll starve people to death. And Trump's like, you think you're going to cut the food off incrementally and say it's for a virus and keep people locked in their houses while they die and that they're not going to get mad and come after everybody? You think you can manage this austerity? Well, they can't because we exposed them. They might have been able to pull it off, maybe 10% chance, if we didn't oppose them. But we've demonized them. We've exposed them. We've exposed what they did. And that's why Zuckerberg and all the rest of them said, okay, let's not do austerity. And they've all run back to Trump and at least on the surface are playing ball. Because you can academically sit back and talk about making the world so poor and sterilizing everybody and feeding them poison bug protein. But it's not going to work at the end of the day because the globalists are not going to be insulated from it. They're going to pay. So we're actually fighting the elite. We're actually fighting the establishment. We're fighting the eugenics-based transhumanist death cult. And this is the big issue. This is the big enchilada. And so Trump taking back the Panama Canal that never should have been given away. Trump moving in so China has control of Venezuela, cutting off Cuba. Trump saying, hey, I want Greenland. It's not a joke. The way he's going about it is to make Europe mad, to have a split over that with Europe, so Trump has an excuse to pull out of NATO. instead of saying it's about Russia. That's his thinking there, and it's second-order thinking. You got a third, fourth-order thing, and say they're going to rally, and they're going to say, no, you're not going to take our country from us. So you point out that Denmark never really gave you freedom, never offered you a percentage of the oil and gas. As natural-born people in the country, you will have autonomy, your own sovereign nation. You'll be a protectorate of the United States. You will call the shots in general, but we get military hegemony over the area and exclusivity, and then you get a large slice of the oil and gas. You'll all be instant multimillionaires today. It's done. And then you add, oh, by the way, Denmark sterilized forcibly half your women in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, which is not debated. They admit it. But now you have the Greenland PM tells people to prepare for possible invasion. Trump, do not invade. This is not Venezuela. They've not been messing with our elections. They're not running with drug cartels. You are giving the Republicans who want to turn against you the perfect shot. And they're trying to hype that up. I'm not saying Trump's even thinking about it. Though the military's drawn up plans, they do that for every contingency. That is not a good move. And then Trump puts out, as a joke on Truth Social, an image of North America all the way up to Greenland, to Alaska, down to southern North America, CONUS, as the new map. Now, the EU did it through trade deals and got the countries to slowly sign off their authority to an unelected commission. The EU's a dictatorship. At least Trump's open and honest about it. But you notice Venezuela's on there, too. So, and Trump's argument is, if it ain't going to be us, it'll be the Chinese. So Trump is an extreme realist, but he's got to be more nuanced about it, and that's my opinion. All right, let's go to Carney, and then in another amazing statement by, well, first let's go to Lutnick, then to Carney, at Davos, right now. Your new order's dead, and this is how Carney responded.
Okay.
We are in Davos at the World Economic Forum. And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore. Find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. The fact is, it has left America behind. It has left the American workers behind. And what we are here to say is that America First is a different model, one that we encourage other countries to consider, which is that our workers come first. We can have policies that impact our workers. Sovereignty is your borders. You're entitled to have borders. You shouldn't offshore your medicine. You shouldn't offshore your semiconductors. You shouldn't offshore your entire industrial base and have it be hollowed out beneath you. You should not be dependent for that which is fundamental to your sovereignty on any other nation. And if you're going to be dependent on someone, it darn well better be your best allies. Okay, and so that is a different way of thinking. It is completely different than the WEF. I viewed the WEF as not a flagpole in the middle, but in fact, they are the flag. Whichever way the wind blew, so it blew. You should have solar, you should have wind. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to be net zero in 2030 when they don't make a battery? They don't make a battery. So if they go 2030, they are deciding to be subservient to China, who makes the batteries.
We understand that this rupture calls for more than adaptation. It calls for honesty about the world as it is. We are taking the sign out of the window. We know the old order is not coming back. We shouldn't mourn it. Nostalgia is not a strategy. But we believe that from the fracture, we can build something bigger, better, stronger, more just. This is the task of the middle powers. The countries that have the most to lose from a world of fortresses and a most to gain from genuine cooperation. The powerful have their power. But we have something too. The capacity to stop pretending, to name reality, to build our strength at home, and to act together. That is Canada's path. We choose it openly and confidently, and it is a path wide open to any country willing to take it with us. Thank you very much.
Except when you look at what the former Bank of England head is doing. He's even on TV a couple years ago saying, I'm not Canadian. I'm not British. I'm a European. A globalist. You have an unelected EU commission that runs it out of trade deals that they got the nation states to incrementally sign away their authority since the Treaty of Rome, 56. Look it up. Lecturing us about tyranny. And you've got Carney with his policy, just like Europe, of cutting off the energy, bringing in massive numbers of foreigners, giving them all the freebies, subsidizing everything, banning free speech, setting up all this corruption. And their Build Back Better, Great Reset plan is austerity, is to make the general public poor. And he sits there and talks about equality and helping people and empowerment. It's the opposite. Trump and his policies down the line are absolutely what blue-collar people should beg for. Booming economies, high pay, innovation, and it's what the middle class should beg for. And it's what the ultra-elite should beg for, the stability of a stable, growing planet, instead of being control freaks, where you have Larry Fink, the head of the World Economic Forum, saying, oh, yeah, we've got 88% of world assets under our control so that we can control people's behavior. This is all about controlling the world and how people think and what they do. And then, oh, how do you want us to think? The family's bad. Sterilize your sons and daughters. Open borders, pedophilia. Larry Fink says the most successful countries are not having humans and are replacing humans with robots. We are investing in countries that have plummeting populations. That is the future. You want to see the clips? There's three of them last year. You want to see the clip of Kerry, the climate envoy, saying, we must cut farm production by half or people will starve. That's a quote. We must cut farming production by half or people will starve. That's like saying, I must slit my wrist or I might bleed to death. I must shove this 12-gauge shotgun in my mouth and pull the trigger or I might have a gunshot wound to the head. I have to pour a gallon of gasoline on myself and light it or I might burn up. They are literally looking at us and literally, I mean, Germany, their Mercedes-Benz and Volkswagen plants, look this up, can only operate a couple days out of the week. They don't have enough power to make cars. And they sat back and let NATO blow up half their gas, the Nord Stream pipeline. I read the articles every day where 85-year-old woman who had no heat for months found frozen to death in Berlin. Meanwhile, migrants get the equivalent of $5,000 a month to sit around in their nightgowns and bitch at us. I mean, they run TV shows for kids on German TV saying, I'm 12 and I have married a Muslim man. I love him. He tells me what to do. I wear a burqa. And then out of Wales, I have 10-year-old girls in schoolgirl outfits saying, we're waiting for you, baby Muslims. We want to be your girlfriend. Come to us. We're waiting. And it's put out by the town council. And the Muslims say, I'm coming to get that. I mean, Scotland runs ads with little girls saying, Muslims, I'm waiting for you. Come here. And one, one, one. I mean, it's like putting a worm on a hook for the Muslims to come, but it's little girls. By the way, every time I mention that, people don't believe me and I play the clips. I mean, you cannot. I mean, this is the most sick, twisted, bizarre, sadomasochistic weirdness. I mean, look, it's one thing. It's not my cup of tea, you know, watching 10 dudes run a train on your wife. But some guys get off on it and they like it. Okay? But the left wants to run a train of drugs and brainwashing and surgeries and chemicals on our kids. It's worse than raping them. And if you stay to the left, it's pure Satanism. I mean, think of how far we've slipped. Think of what we put up with. But hey, if you're a grown adult and you and your wife are into that, that's your business. Who am I to tell you not to do it? But you're not doing it with our kids. And they've been doing it. And they're running a train on all of us with these arrogant Somalis and all the stuff they're stealing and the arrogant Democrats and just all their Don Lemon and screaming at people in a church and calling them Nazis. And just these are a bunch of crazy bullies. But here's the deal. The world has rejected them. And they thought they'd collapse things and pose as the saviors and even more control. That's backfiring. So this is going to be rough for all of us. And it's going to be really rough for those of us at the tip of the spear. You know, all I've gotten is lawsuits and attacks in hell supporting Trump. And as imperfect as he has been used as an instrument of God to crush these people. And he's been protected and survived because it's in God's will. And so have I. I've only survived because of God working through you to support me. And so I am proud and satisfied and feel very good about the decisions I've made, what I've done politically and what I've supported to great personal detriment to my own life. Because I constantly get lectured by the fake conservatives that get boosted by the algorithms and boosted by YouTube and boosted by Instagram that I'm a sellout and because I support Trump and I'm part of the establishment. No, we're the rebels trying to get a beachhead and trying to save Western civilization and thus civilization in general. Could the ship be better we're on? Yeah, it's the ship we got. And I'm trying to keep it from sinking. And if you, people just logically think about that, you will know everything I do is about the people. Let's get fluoride out of the water. These poison shots are designed to sterilize you and kill you. Let's stop that. We're doing that. Let's secure the borders. Let's deport the illegals. They're a permanent voting block. They're used and signed up for welfare. The Democrats skim off the top. I'm telling you that forever. I tell you, get into silver and gold 26 months ago, right as it began to go up. I know what I'm doing. Actually sit back and write down what I say and then look a year later, look 2 years later, and you'll say, wow, this guy knows what he does. Yeah, this is all I do. This is all I do. And I sit there and research things and just pour over it and just, to like try to get the exact right answer for you. I don't look at what's popular or stick my finger to see which way the wind's blowing. I don't lick my finger and stick it in the air. I do what I know is right, and I do what the Holy Spirit tells me to do. Sometimes do I go overboard? Does the flesh get involved? Sometimes do I get mad at somebody and later hear it and go, man, I went too far? Yeah. And I'm the first person to apologize for that. But the reason you hear constantly that I'm not the real deal and that I'm a fake when any idiot can look and know I'm the real McCoy just like you are is because they're so scared of what I'm saying. Because of the public listens and of the leaders listen, it's game over for the globalists. And let me give the globalists the bad news, which they already know. I'm not just listened to by Trump and his administration. I'm listened to in every major country in the world. They listen to me in Nigeria. They listen to us in Iraq and Iran, Israel. They listen in Russia. They listen in Hungary. They listen in Poland. They listen in Japan. They listen everywhere. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you
in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Ezra Levant, who just got a bunch of exclusive confrontations with globalists at Davos, and he's editing the videos right now to shorten them to get them up by the time he comes on in just 25 minutes. So exclusive information with Ezra Levant coming up. And then I've got all this other news. Antifa, day of action, attacks on the feds, shooting two police officers. Thank God they didn't die in Portland last night. So much more we haven't gotten to. And I'm also going to lay out the real way Trump can free Greenland from the globalist and have the meeting out of our hands. Guaranteed, 100%. But just since we were talking earlier and just showed you the clip of Trump admin officials and Trump's chief financial advisor, Howard Lutnick, saying your globalist order is anti-human, anti-Main Street, anti-family. It makes them poor on purpose. You need to stop this. China's not going to run things in the future. We want to work with prosperous nation states. Globalism's dead. Your new world order's dead. We're relaunching the American system that everybody else copied because it worked. We've been off that system for 45 years. We're getting back on it. Epic. You got Bessette saying, why do you still buy all your oil from Russia? You know, you claim that, you know, you want to have all this national sovereignty, but you won't. And now this. These are the new clips. These are insane. We got Gideon Rockman, the Financial Times foreign policy head. That's the main New World Order publication, the most elite. Saying directly to Carney, you are the epitome of a globalist. You are the New World Order. People hate your guts. Then you got Al Gore at the WHO operation. Also there at Davos with Bloomberg. Al Gore says WHO predicts 1 to 2 billion climate migrants crossing international borders by 2050 and warns that Eastern Mediterranean migrant crisis led to Orban, Brexit, and authoritarian-friendly governments. It's hard to imagine what a billion climate migrants would do to our capacity for self-governance. I love this. They have the NGOs. They have the UN. They have George Soros. We wreck the Middle East, bring these people in militarily by destroying them. They have climate lockdowns all over the third world, much worse than the first world. They did Gallup polls of the illegals coming into Europe and the U.S. 96% said we're here because they shut down our jobs, our farming, our ranching, our businesses, we're starving to death. We have to come here. And the UN set up the groups, ships them in, and then turns around and says climate change did it. Oh, billions are going to die. Climate change. No, billions are going to die because your carbon taxes, where people are at survival level, you take that away, you take the fertilizer away, you take the fuel away, they die. Then when the survivors, military-age men, flood us, you say it's our fault. Incredible. And then it gets better. Bill Gates just got confronted on his poison COVID shots coming into Davos. And Ezra Levant's got some big stuff, too. Wow. Wow. For context, play Lutnick again at the end of this. And then the high priest of the globalist transhumanist, Yuval Noah Harari, says AI will take over anything made of words, including book-based religions. Judaism calls itself the religion of the book, and it grants ultimate authority not to humans but to words. What happens when the greatest expert on the holy book is AI? Well, it just plagiarizes what we say, so that's not even true. It just does a really good job of presenting it, so we think, oh, it's like narcissists looking in the water. You're looking at yourself. It's giving over control to AI, having AI do everything for you and not being original that makes you weak. That's the real danger of AI. We control our environment. We made the AI. We're in charge. Human supremacy. I'm a human supremacist. That has to start first with being an America first, America only supremacist to stabilize the planet and to teach others how to learn to stand up for themselves and their sovereignty as well, and dignity and self-sufficiency, as Lutnick said. our worldview, common sense, Americana, 1776 worldwide. The Trump admin is literally declaring 1776 to the 1984 system of the EU, World Economic Forum, BlackRock, crime syndicate, death cult. We're promoting freedom and justice, innovation and security. They're promoting tyranny. It's our world now, isn't it? All these other talk show hosts with their weird little political views, little side issues and fighting with each other and all that. It's distractions because they haven't done the work to understand the big picture. But we have together. And it's 1776 worldwide. Here's the clips.
President Trump and a lot of people who agree with him condemn globalism a lot. And I suspect, you know, you would be the kind of epitome of a globalist. You know, you work for Goldman Sachs, I believe. You were a central banker. You know, you're comfortable and lived in several countries. Is globalism, first of all, is it a thing? And is it over?
Understanding how the world works, having appreciation for other cultures.
Beyond that, there are very tiny areas in the world today that are physiologically...
By the way, stop that. We'll go back to Al Gore in a minute. Knowing how the world works doesn't make you a globalist. Globalists deindustrialize countries, ally with communist China, sell the populations out, teach the populations to hate themselves, and that we're parasites and we need to be depopulated. It's the philosophy of the globalists. Don't have kids, all this stuff. The West is evil. Reverse migration, reverse colonialism, floods the third world. So, yeah, globalism is dead. Let's go back to Al Gore.
Beyond that, there are very tiny areas in the world today that are physiologically unlivable. In the Sahara Desert, a few places around the Persian Gulf, the combination of heat and humidity makes it impossible for people to live for more than 4 or 5 hours outdoors. Those areas are now beginning to expand dramatically. And the World Health Organization's Climate Committee says that by 2050, we could have 1 to 2 billion climate migrants crossing international borders.
Yeah, from your lockdowns.
2 million coming from the Eastern Mediterranean with the climate drought there led to Viktor Orban and Brexit and the authoritarian...
They cut off the federal answer to Africa 2 years ago. Emerged. That's what's doing it.
It's hard to imagine what 1 billion climate migrants would do to our capacity for self-governance. And we're in danger of crossing some so-called negative tipping points, like the shutting down of the Gulf Stream. Sounds like a science fiction movie, and it was. But it's now a very real threat, and there are others.
When the ice caps would all be melted by 2017.
As much heat with this pollution every day as would be released by 750,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every 24 hours. That's insane for us to allow that to continue.
Is there anything?
Come on, Bill. The theme of the West this year is spirit of dialogue. Let's have a conversation, an open dialogue. Can you answer some of these questions? Mr. Gates, can I ask you what you think about the United States, the HHS and the CDC loan, the childhood vaccine schedule? What do you think about that? Mr. Gates, what do you think about the HHS lowering the vaccine schedule in the USA? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Mr. Gates, I'm a student from Columbia. I'm building a startup that aims to democratize access to education. Can I just have 10 seconds for your time? I don't really care my idea.
Ms. Gates, given the complications that came out from the COVID vaccine, do you think that it was actually wrong to push such a thing on the world? No answers? Mr. Gates, can you at least accept now that it is public domain and common knowledge that the COVID vaccine was basically a failure? Can you accept that and at least apologize to the world for getting it wrong? It's okay to get things wrong if you admit you get things wrong when you are wrong. Can you do that? Come on, Bill. The theme of the WEF this year is spirit of dialogue. Let's have a conversation, an open dialogue. Can you answer some of these questions? Okay, how about ignore these questions if there were complications with the COVID vaccine and you got things wrong and people were harmed and died?
Yeah,
sorry. All right. Thanks so much.
Bill, can you at least answer one of those questions?
You're walking my way.
Well, actually, you're walking in my way. Bill, often they say, you know, we should trust the experts when it comes to vaccination. Yet, how are you an expert? You work in computers. You don't work in medicine. Yet, you seem to know so much about it. Why can't we answer these? Bill, are these people telling you what to do because you are losing your mind? You don't look very with it today. Mr. Gates? No. Now, he's being pushed around. He almost looks like Joe Biden towards the end of his premiership, where he would just walk aimlessly around the place. Almost like maybe he's had too many vaccines and it's causing brain damage. You saw his people going, no, Bill, this way, no.
Okay.
We are in Davos at the World Economic Forum. And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore, find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. The fact is, it has left America behind. It has left the American workers behind. And what we are here to say is that America First is a different model, one that we encourage other countries to consider, which is that our workers come first. We can have policies that impact our workers. Sovereignty is your borders. You're entitled to have borders. You shouldn't offshore your medicine. You shouldn't offshore your semiconductors. You shouldn't offshore your entire industrial base and have it be hollowed out beneath you. You should not be dependent for that which is fundamental to your sovereignty on any other nation. And if you're going to be dependent on someone, it darn well better be your best allies. Okay? And so that is a different way of thinking. It is completely different than the WEF. I viewed the WEF as not a flagpole in the middle, but in fact, they are the flag. Whichever way the wind blew, so it blew. You should have solar. You should have wind. Why are you going to do solar and wind? Why would Europe agree to be net zero in 2030 when they don't make a battery? They don't make a battery. So if they go 2030, they are deciding to be subservient to China, who makes the batteries.
It's about a return to national sovereignty, a return to populism, a return to prosperity, a return to the American system, 1776 worldwide. But there's Bill Gates being confronted. It's not just that he's not a scientist. He goes out with Gavi and gets billions of dollars and literally finances the international bodies, the UN and the boards that control not just the so-called vaccines, but medicine in general and policy and treaties. His dad headed up Planned Parenthood. His mother took over the Eugenics Society when Thomas Watson at IBM died. That was the main global eugenics depopulation group. Watson designed Hitler's final solution. Look it up. You cannot make this up. And so there's the arrogant Bill Gates out there being hit with fact after fact. The guy did a great job, other than you're not a scientist. How are you controlling our lives? He is a death scientist. It's not just that he is, you know, shouldn't be in charge. It's how is he in charge? He's bought off all the major institutions and groups with his foundation. But it just shows you how wherever these globalists go, they have no trust. The people hate them. They're onto them. And they admit that. And even the Financial Times of London then tears in to Mark Carney, saying you're the poster boy of globalism, of new world order, of austerity, of tyranny. The world doesn't like you. Even the Financial Times, that's totally establishment, knows that's where the public is, knows that's the reality. Because now people have identified the globalists. Now people have spotlighted them. Now that we understand they're the villains. And it's not like we're just scraping some stuff together to demonize them. It's insane how bad they are. Bill Gates says he wants to euthanize people. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate Africa and the rest of the world. Bill Gates is an open monster. But, oh, he wants you to take a shot because he loves you so much. Now, Trump just came out and started speaking right now. Let's go to him.
Anniversary, January 20th, and it's been an amazing period of time. We have a book that I'm not going to read to you, but these are the accomplishments of what we've produced. All page after page after page, individual things. I could stand here and read it for a week and we wouldn't be finished. But we've done more than any other administration has done by far in terms of military, in terms of ending wars, in terms of completing wars. Nobody's really seen very much like it. I think it's appropriate that because Minnesota is so much in the fray, and I say to my people all the time, and they're so busy doing other things, they don't say it like they should. They're apprehending murderers and drug dealers and a lot of bad people. And these are just some of the more recent ones that we have. And I can show you some of the people, vicious, many of them murderers. These are all out of Minnesota, just Minnesota. I say, why don't you talk about that more? Because people don't know. Do you want to live with these people? International murder. These are people that are living, were, if they're apprehended, and either put in jails in their country from where they came, and the countries respect us, and so they actually put them there. In the old days, they didn't respect our country. Biden wouldn't do this because he let them all in. You know, if you didn't have open border policies of Biden, none of this, all of the things that we, all of the time that we spend talking about Minnesota and everything else, most of them are coming from out of the country. And it's been caused by a previous administration. Look at this, one after one. Boy, these are rough characters. These are all criminal, illegal aliens that, in many cases, they're murderers, they're drug lords, drug dealers, they're the mentally insane. There's some of them who are brutal killers, they're mentally insane. They're killers, but they're insane. These are just in Minnesota and California. It's worse. In other states, it's worse. No, Minnesota, the crime is incredible. The financial crimes are incredible. And the problem is because of the agitators and insurrectionists, whatever you want, troublemakers, but they're paid agitators and insurrectionists. Nobody talks about the fact that $19 billion at a minimum is missing in Minnesota, given to a large degree by Somalians. They've taken it. Somalians, can you imagine? And they don't do it. A lot of very low IQ people, they don't do it. Other people work it out, and they get them money, and they go out and buy Mercedes-Benzes, and they come from here, they have no money. They never had money. They never had a life. They never had a government. They never had a country, because there's basically no country. Somalia is not even a country. They don't have anything that resembles a country. And if it is a country, it's considered just about the worst in the world. They come here and they become rich and they don't have a job. I was told that Ilhan Omar is worth $30 million. She never had a job. She's a crooked congressman.
That's what we know of. It's way more than that.
So here is another one. And I have, oh, by the way, we just took out, these are all what ICE is doing. And it's a dangerous job. These are rough. These are rough people. Weapons. This one here is very bad. I'm going through this because I think we have plenty of time. I'm going to place beautiful place in Switzerland where we'll be, I'm sure, I'm very happily awaited for. In Switzerland, they don't know about this. They don't have this problem. They have other problems, but they don't have this problem. Look. Killed somebody. And these are rough people. These are not... This was all allowed into our country through open borders. These dumbest policies... You know, men and women sports is dumb. But to me, having an open border for the world to come in, drug dealers and prisoners. Venezuela, as an example, opened their prisons into the United States. That's why one of the reasons I felt so strongly against Venezuela. Now I'm loving Venezuela. They've been working with us so well. It's been so nice. And an unbelievably nice woman also did a very incredible
thing. All right, amazing things are happening all over the world right now. National sovereignty is coming back. The globalist order is collapsing. Incredible things are unfolding in Davos. Ezra Levon has got exclusive video confrontations coming up next hour. Then Matt Bracken on the domestic terrorism, the left trying to launch the Podesta plan. Also, what's really happening in Greenland, really key intel, coming up in the fourth hour today. But before we go to break, we're doing such important work here. And none of this would have happened without your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support. We make it easy to support with incredibly amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. So our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, has launched a huge sale. Here are the deals available right now. All T-shirts, widest selection out there, Patriot Apparel, 25% off. Hats, 20% off. Hoodies, 25% off. 45% off on Ultimate Life Force. That's the spike protein cardiovascular detox. Not just for that. It's so good for your whole cardiovascular system. Atomic Defense, super formula, horse pill for your immune system. Really important this time of year. 40% off bovine colostrum, even though that's super popular. 2,000 milligrams per scoop for your skin, your hair, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk to come out of a cow or any other mammal. It's just incredible. We have that concentrated. Irish sea moss capsules and gummies, 93 trace elements, vitamins in it, plus the best type of bioavailable iodine. Turmeric, 95%. Turmeric, the strongest with two other super nutrients to supercharge it. Ultimate Burn, a good natural fat burning product. 35% off ultramethylene blue capsules and tincture. That's if you're going to get one product, get that. Shilajit gummies and capsules. I don't know about Shilajit. Better research it. We got the best. Ultra DNA Revival. It's very similar to DNA Force Plus. Makes your telomeres last longer. And it goes on and on and on at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have methylene blue boosters, power plant, and methyl drive. You take that with it, it's just unbelievable. Incredible clarity, focus, energy, no letdown. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one. You take methyl drive with power plant with ultramethylene blue. And finally, sold out for weeks. It's back in. Ultramethylene red, a proprietary product that goes great with methylene blue, but stands on its own. Does similar things, but in different ways. It is an incredible product. Get ultramethylene red now, back in stock. TheAlexJonesStore.com and the Trench Warfare 10-inch razor sharp dagger, limited edition, last fire with its beauty, with the brass knuckle skull crusher, selling out fast. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Next
is what we need.
Yep, Charlie Daniels.
I was raised on beans and cornbread.
Loved interviewing him a few times. I was in a film with him. Yes, Old Pell Horse. He was fighting the 10-21 15 years ago. He's been dead 7-8 years. Of course, he's a patriot. Love you, Charlie. All right, so Trump is presenting 365 wins in 365 days. He's ongoing with that, about to go to questions. Ezra Levant on the ground in Davos just did a whole bunch of confrontations, whole bunch of interviews. Bill Gates just got confronted. It's all coming up right now, but let's go back to President Trump live from the White House.
This, like all of them, we have, so we have 10,000 at least. I could have done 10,000 of them. You're lucky I only did like 100.
That's the criminals.
This is just, this isn't even the worst of the
murderers.
They have murderers. They have some people we can't use their picture for legal reasons, but they're up for murder in their own country. And we jeopardize their case when we send them back. We send them back and we coordinate with other countries. A tremendous amount of work. All allowed in here by an open border policy of the worst president in the history of our country. A man that didn't win the election, by the way, got, it was a rigged election. Everybody knows that now. And by the way, numbers are coming out that show it even more plainly. We caught him. We caught him. So I just want you to know that it's a terrible thing. Here's the book on accomplishments. And this is something. Ooh, I'm glad my finger wasn't in that sucker. That could have done some damage, but you know what? I wouldn't have shown the pain. I would have gone back. What, did you hear that? That was nasty. But I would not have shown the pain. I would have acted like nothing happened as my finger fell off. That was a nasty. I think somebody did that. I think some. It was him. It was my man. How were you? You didn't do it. I know you did. I know you didn't. So, but here is the. Here's the book. These are all things we have. I'm going to read a few of the samples. But look at this. These are all, each line is something that we did. Nobody did that before. And it's big stuff, too. Look, we have the hottest country in the world. So, I will read you a few. We ended Biden's stagflation. We were in stagflation. That's a disaster. That's far worse than inflation. As you know, he had the biggest inflation in the history of our country. They say 48 years. Pick your choice. But they had the biggest inflation in the history of our country. We have it right down to a normal number now. We're going to get it even a little bit lower. Created super high. What we've done with growth is incredible. We created super high economic growth. And America is booming. It's booming. There are thousands of businesses right now that are being built. Many of the biggest factories in the world are being built right in our country. They're not going to other countries. They're leaving other countries. Fourth quarter GDP is on track to pass perhaps much more than 5% growth. And that's despite the fact that we had a Democrat shutdown. They shut down our country and we had 5%. Nobody's in this room has ever heard about 5%. I think it could be 20% if we do it right. If we don't, every time we have good numbers, they raise interest rates. It shouldn't, in the old days, if you had good numbers, they'd lower interest rates or they wouldn't do anything. Here they try and kill it. They always try and kill success. Over the last 20, 25 years, that's the way.
We're going to monitor this historic announcement by the president, 365 wins in 365 days. We'll add it all to X as soon as it's done. But we're live right now. Ezra Levant, incredible journalist, the founder and head of Rebel Media, is in Davos with the Global Star. They just scored a bunch of amazing interviews. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Is on the run, live from Freedom Command Central. It's the Alex Jones Show.
People that have been involved, that care about civilization, care about society, and are really trying to have a future civilization for our children and future progeny. And Ezra Levant and his Rebel Media, I got to say, per capita is the most effective, if not the most effective, pro-Western, pro-freedom organizations in the world, just all over the planet, with such a tiny crew knocking out of the park. We have an iron curtain of tyranny literally descending on Canada, so draconian, confiscating all the guns, banning free speech, putting adult men in little girl sports. I mean, it's just Carney, the globalist. But then we have him at Davos today being confronted by the Financial Times of London, head of their international desk, and that's the globalist, saying everyone hates you. You're the New World Order. You're not even a Canadian. Everyone's turning against you. That's how popular the truth is. So they're not just getting confronted outside the snow by Ezra Levant and his intrepid crew, who always get these amazing, you know, interviews or scrums. It's happening inside now. And you've got Lutnick saying, you built a system that enslaves the people. It doesn't care about Main Street. It's over. We suggest you join this new nationalist renaissance. And then you've got Bill Gates being confronted, and then all of the incredible confrontations they just got that you'll see at Rebel Media on X and at Rebel Media on the website in the coming hours. It's going to start coming out here very, very soon. I was flattered he'd come on. He's like, we're busy editing. I said, well, just come on when you're done. We'll know. So obviously during Harrison Smith today, it's coming up in a few hours, or during the end of my show, we'll have all that for you. But he was telling my producer, I haven't talked to him yet, that if you thought what he got the last few years was powerful, this is like hitting the ground running. So much to unpack here, but we have, as I mentioned yesterday, the Financial Times writing articles saying the New World Order is dead, it's tyrannical, it's evil. Even they're saying that now. Everyone's running from it. You've got former globalists that have run major organizations for them, like the Aspen Institute, saying the role of the nation state under the Trump presidency ends globalism. You've got Here Lies of the Liberal World Order, 1945. I mean, this is historic. Now, we've known this for a while, but now it's out in the open, and here comes Trump into the vacuum. But it was Ezra Levant, right when Trump got in last year, who's a big Trump supporter and been persecuted and attacked for when he's supporting us. He called me, and usually it's me calling him to get him on. He's like, well, I'd come on in a week. I'm busy. He called us and said, I need to come on. And I was already starting to say this, but he said, listen, I'm Canadian. I understand this. Trump's making jokes with Trudeau about the 51st state. He got laughs. He's keeping doing it. Trudeau's got a 50% approval rating. His party's out of power. If Trump keeps doing this, they're going to bring in somebody like Carney. He said, I'm going to come on air. He came on air, predicted Carney out of nowhere. They brought him in. Dan Dix predicted it years ago. I mean, this is like bringing Klaus Schwab in to be your leader. He's actually been on the board of it, and now you got Larry Fink running it. So these are the bad guys. These are the Legion of Doom. And so for Trump, it was a fun joke. No, it got the globalists in. Now with Greenland, don't say you're going to grab it. Point out we got a lease, just like Guantanamo Bay, that both sides have to agree on. Point out we saved the island from the Nazis, or the continent, whatever you want to call it. It's not a continent, but technically it's huge. It's distorted on maps, even bigger, but it's still like three Texases. And come to the Inuits, who are the majority, and say, hey, Denmark has apologized to Greenland for forced contraception, sterilization of half of the Inuit women. But more importantly, say, hey, Alaska has this where Native Alaskans get a certain percentage of the oil and gas revenues. And we'll set a deal up where you get a big percentage of that. We'll do it that way. Please, Trump. If he actually sends troops in, they're going to impeach him. And as much as I want him to extend our power and in this power vacuum, I get why he's doing it. And he puts pressure on NATO that won't do a deal with Russia. I get all that. But the way he's done it is guaranteed to basically put his leg in a bear trap. So that's a lot I just threw out. You can go there first and on Greenland. And then the huge confrontations you guys just had, who you talk to, what's about to unfold. There's so many angles. I'm going to shut up until we go to break in 17 minutes. You got the floor.
Thanks, my friend. First of all, it is my dream that one day you come to Davos, to the World Economic Forum. You would be like a kid in an evil candy shop. Every person there you would recognize, and you would have a question for them, because it's like your entire monologues of the last 10 years come alive in this place. There are more oligarchs and VVIPs per square foot than anywhere else in the world. And Alex, they let their hair down because they think they're completely amongst friends. It's physically hard to get there. You got to fly to Zurich, then take a train or a car all the way up to Davos. But it's impossible to stay there because every hotel room and Airbnb is booked up. So just the physical act of getting there keeps 99% of independent journalists away. Now, don't get me wrong. There are actual journalists here. But they're mainstream journalists who are members of the World Economic Forum, so they pay to attend. So they would never mess around with some of the supervillains you have here. Let me give you an example of a supervillain that we spoke to today. We're literally editing the video now, so I'm sorry I don't have it for you. We just got back to our Airbnb after a day on the streets.
No, we get it.
You know, Eric Schmidt? My pleasure. You know, Eric Schmidt, formerly the senior executive, senior vice president at Google. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you remember? I bumped into him. One of our guys spotted him, and I thought, I know him. And I remembered, and you would know 100 things about him just when I say the name. I managed to remember that in 1995, because I remember, sorry, in 2015, excuse me, 10 years ago exactly, he wrote an article in the New York Times where he said what we've got to get to is a kind of spell check, but for hate. Do you remember he said that? It was, he basically rolled out the censorship prototype for social media. He said, it automatically corrects you when you have the wrong feelings. And I remembered he did that 10 years ago. I saw him on the street. I went up to him and I scrummed him about that. And he started shrieking. He started hollering like,
wow.
Like, he was totally crashing out. He denied it. He said, what are you talking about? And I managed to remember on the fly. I said about 10 years ago, New York Times or Washington Post, I said. He said, no, that's not true. I know it's true. In fact, I see right now you have it on your screen there. And he started shrieking and running around and pushing our people. And eventually he ran inside. It was like he looked in the mirror and saw something terrible.
By the way, let me just stop you. Nobody's ever gotten Eric Schmidt to blow up. And out of all the oligarchs in big tech, he is the secret super kingpin behind it all. He's the tech guy of what Bill Gates is with poison shots. He is a mastermind, the head of Alphabet, the head of it all. So you were talking to like the Tyrannosaurus Rex there, and the fact that he blew up, wow, that is amazing.
He lost his cool. I have never seen a man of that high position in such poor control of his emotions. And we started walking and talking, and he started pushing and shoving. And by the way, and maybe it's apropos of nothing, he was there with his 6-foot-something girlfriend. And I couldn't quite remember if that's one of the reasons he was ousted at Google, is for messing around in certain ways. But it was such an odd thing. And we asked him, would you censor us if you could? Like, he said something about us belonging in jail. I'm going from memory. We'll have the video and the audio in a few hours. We just got back in the labs here, editing full tilt. You know what, Alex? Every single person there, you would know something about, because they come from all over the world. If they're united by censorship or globalism, like, for example, we bumped into, as you know, Larry Fink now runs the place. He's the head of BlackRock. He now runs. He's the boss now that Klaus Schwab has been.
And by the way, when you were on last year, I said he's really the boss, and now he's officially the boss.
He absolutely is. And we bumped into his number two, and I asked him, I said, what do you think about Donald Trump proposing that large corporations are no longer allowed to buy single-family residences in America, and to crowd out young families. And he had a little bodyguard and started pushing us around, and then he ran into Bill. We've got some of these scenes of them running away and hiding. You know who I bumped into today? Oh, boy, I wish you were there. You would have known what to say to him. Paul Ryan.
Wow.
Who is the ultimate Davos man. I mean, he's in his element there. And I always go up to him and I ask a polite question. I started with him. I thought, he's a Republican. Let me ask him if he thinks that Donald Trump should have won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, you could say yes or no. I think a lot of people would acknowledge that he's solved a lot of wars, including the actual winner from Venezuela, who gifted him, who sort of transferred her award to him. You ask Paul Ryan anything that tests his loyalty to conservative ideas or Donald Trump, and he has a bit of a freak out on you, too. And we've got Paul Ryan. I mean, there are some Republicans in name only who love it at Davos, I'm afraid to say.
Well, Paul Ryan's really a globalist Democrat. He's over there on the Fox board. Last time I checked in, he was the one, when they stole the election in 2020, that made sure Trump got banned for 2 years off Fox. And Paul Ryan is as bad as they come.
Yeah. And you can feel it when you're in close quarters with them. And I mean, you know, 10 times more about the guy than I do. If we could ever get you there, Alex, and I know you're a busy man, you have obligations in America, but if we could ever
I will go next year. In fact, I was thinking about going this year, and this never happens to me, but I got a lung infection. I got over it, but I will go next year. I will go next year.
I'm not trying to twist your arm. I think, boy, I wish Alex was here to help. Oh, I see right now you're showing some images from, the Altenrhein, airport, which is
we're not supposed to have houses or cars. Obama told Africa you can't have houses or cars or air conditioners. We have to have austerity. We can't have dogs or cats. They have a carbon footprint. Got to get rid of cows, but they get all flying on their big jets.
Yeah, it was super foggy, so they stopped most of the flights from coming in, but we still saw, I don't know if you use those websites like FlightAware or Flight Tracker. So a plane lands, and I'm curious, okay, where did it come from? It's a private jet. It disgorges two people, so a whole jet for two people. I looked it up. Who were these two people? Where were they coming from to go to Davos? They were flying in from Geneva, which is also in Switzerland. Switzerland is not a big country. It's way smaller than Texas. So you flew from Geneva to this private airfield.
They're using jets as private, taxis.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing. This little airport, by the way, they're the friendliest people in the world. It's a privately owned airport. It's like an industrial airport, but 1 week a year, they say they do as much business as the rest of the year combined. So this is their cash cow. And it's a small airport, though. So what does that mean when you got 500 jets coming in? You can't park 500 jets at this Alten Rhein airport. So they fly in, disgorge their VVIPs, and then they have to fly out to another nearby airport to park. And then when their VVIPs are ready to go, they fly back to Alten Rhein, load up. Yeah, so you can see here, this was a bit of an entourage. We were curious who was coming in. It was actually a military aircraft from Lithuania. So I presume that the prime minister or president came in. It was pretty heavy duty. But the airport, it was sort of fun being at a place that was so plane spotting friendly. And it just reminded me, you showed the graphic there. There's a private jet, one for every four delegates at this place. So it's just an incredible experience here. Right now you can see all the military deployed.
They're not jet pooling.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You know, let me say this for the Swiss. Their police have a light touch. I've seen police in probably 10 different countries operate, and they keep the area secure in Davos because you got a lot of serious guys, and Donald Trump's coming. You got Javier Milei, Vladimir Zelensky. You got so many national leaders. I got to say this. I don't know how the World Economic Forum does it, but they have managed to attract more of the world's creme de la creme, good and evil, than ever before. It's their largest conference this year. They have the most heads of state. Now, I'm excited about Trump's visit because I think he's going to lay down the law. I think he's going to talk up America and what he's doing to supercharge America. He's going to read the Riot Act to NATO and Europe. I don't know. They were talking about Greenland today, and I'm sensitive to what you're saying because, you know, you do the wrong thing, you could push Europe to the left. I mean, there are nascent populist conservative parties all across Europe. France could be won by the good guys. The UK definitely could be won by the good guys.
When we come back, we've got about 7 minutes to break. I want to back off here for just a minute. I know why there's a record number. They're scared. They're panicking. You've been busy on the mountaintop doing interviews, and then because you're the peasants, they've got all the places booked. You've got to travel an hour to go back to your hotel. But let me tell you what happens while you were busy. We have the head of the Financial Times confronting Mark Carney and saying, basically, you're a globalist tyrant. Everyone hates you. You have Lutnick saying, your globalist system has failed. Your new world order is dead. It's back to populism. You should just give up and go back to sovereignty and productivity instead of the Great Reset. You've got Carney basically admitting that the old order is not coming back. It's close quote, and nostalgia is not a strategy. You got Al Gore not saying ice caps are going to melt. Now he says these jet streams going to collapse. But the point is that they are being routed not just outside but inside. Yeah. And you've got them saying, oh, we want the public's trust again. They don't have it. So this is like a ghost dance by them. This is a desperate confab while they're trying to understand what the new order, the new system is. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, I'm a Canadian, as you mentioned, and we have a Prime Minister, Mark Carney, who was on the board of the World Economic Forum. And before that, he's never had a real builder job. He never got his hands dirty. He was with Goldman Sachs, then the Bank of Canada, then the Bank of England. Then he was at the United Nations and something called the Global Financial Alliance.
And he's heavily hooked in with Epstein. So he's a true insider.
Oh, Yeah, and his family, you know, there's photos of Carney himself partying in the UK with Epstein's crew. I don't understand how he escaped scrutiny for that. I mean, we put it on a billboard truck in Canada, but I think people were spooked by Trump saying he wanted to annex us, and I think some worry warts in Canada. There's a streak of anti-Americanism in Canada, I'm afraid to say. I think it goes back.
No, but you nailed it. Trump making the joke over and over again. Well, they went with their party had a 50% approval rate until Trump did that. He kept doing it. He didn't listen to us, and they won.
Well, you know, there's an old joke, and I'm going to say it the clean version, but in your mind, you can use the dirty word. It's funnier. So there's two bulls standing at the top of a field looking down at a bunch of cows beneath them. And the young bull says, let's run down there and F one of them bulls. And the old bull says, no, son, let's walk down there. And F all of those bulls. You probably heard that old joke before, and I'm not telling the
real one. Yeah, no, that's with Robert Duvall in Colors. Guys, pull up the young bull says, let's run down there and fuck one of those cows. And he goes, no, let's walk down and fuck them all. We can lay that out.
And it's a crude joke, but there's a point to it.
No, that's actually how it works.
You want Greenland? Okay, how do you do that? Do you run down and scare everybody like the young bull does, or do you walk down? Like the sage, the sagacious bull, and you get them all. And I'm a little worried. Listen, no one in Canada is more pro-Trump than we are, and we've paid the price for it. And I want him to be the most successful president, because when America succeeds, freedom succeeds around the world. And I tell you, I feel like freedom can be on the march. We're in terrible times right now, but I'm hopeful. And I just, you know, they all want to get him. When we were in Davos, a year and 2 years ago, it was so easy to see what their top purpose was. Public enemy number one at Davos was Trump. Enemy number two was Elon Musk, because he enabled Trump. And even now, you can see that they're lusting for that censorship again, because they don't want a Trump in their European countries. So they're really going to war on this censorship stuff. They do not want an Alex Jones to emerge in France. In Germany, they're trying to literally arrest the Alternative for Deutschland party in Germany.
How many of their members, when they're set to win state elections, regional elections, end up dying mysteriously? It's like 30 or something now. So, but here's the key: Trump is very smart in many ways, but then he's mad that they won't make a deal with Russia. He's mad at the EU. He's not mad about the peace prize. So he says, "Fine, I'll do what's best for America, not just, you know, screw your peace." And then he says, "I'll come in there to mess with them." And I don't think that's serious, but. That he's not thinking second, third order. That then turns the Greenlanders, who we've talked to journalists that have been there, the majority of them want to be with the U.S. They don't like Denmark, that literally got caught sterilizing half their native population. That's even BBC reporting on that. So if Trump said, hey, we want to protect you from the tyranny of Europe, we want you to be a protectorate, we'll get you, you know, percentage of the oil and gas, which I guarantee nobody's proposed to them like Alaska does for U.S. citizens, it's over. They will be eating out of our hand. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I really recommend for your viewers who have the time, go back and reread Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. And he talks about some of his style. He knows he can be audacious and even outrageous. And he talks about the purpose of making an outrageous offer to totally wobble your opponent and then to make your real offers seem totally modest by comparison. I mean, he's a
master. That's a new tactic in real estate and things, and I get it. But when it's political, it doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
You turn the whole group off. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. You do one deal in real estate, you get it, you win it, you're done. But in politics, you got to deal with the person again in the future and again. And listen, Trump is smarter than me, and he's achieved things no one thought was possible. So I should be careful when I say, hey, that's not going to work. But I come to you from a country that was about to elect the most pro-America, pro-freedom government in a decade. And I think some of Trump's language allowed the liberals to spook the people.
I mean, they admit that, and months after you said it, that Trump even backed off of it. That was too late. So we're not trying to just score points against Trump.
Yeah.
You say you think. No, Ezra, you called it first. You nailed it. Yeah. He handed Mark Carney that win.
Now, I know we've only got a minute left, but one of the things that Mark Carney did in China just a few days ago was he agreed to allow Chinese electric vehicles into Canada. I don't know if you've been following that. As you know, Chinese
Yes, we've been following. Hold on. You're not leaving yet,
okay.
Are you? You're not leaving,
right.
Are you?
No.
All right, stay there.
I want you to get back
to your editing, too, so just join us tomorrow if you can, because I know you're busy. Or you can come on the fourth hour tomorrow, too. But listen, we're going to break right now. But yes, we watched his New World Order quote where he pledged allegiance to China and admitted it's the EU and China that he's joining that alliance. How traitorous. And it was massive. And then what that means with China in your country. Worried about China and Greenland, for heaven's sakes. Trump just gave it to Carney, a Chi-Com agent, basically, which you've been warning of. Ezra Levant, people can follow you on X. And you've got a lot of special websites just for the coverage of Davos. We'll give those out when we come back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You got all of Ezra Levant's incredible confrontations. They're expending more coming up in the next few hours as soon as he gets off this show to get the videos up online at Rebel Media and on X as well. The president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, refuses to justify at Davos why she wants to make cash transactions illegal. Well, they've said previously to control your behavior. Here she is.
Christine Lagarde, can I ask why you want to make paying for things in cash over 1,000 euros illegal?
I'm not giving any interview, but thank you for trying.
I don't necessarily want an interview. It's the people of Europe want to know why they can't use cash to a certain extent, because some would suggest that's about a control and the state taking charge over what people can and can't spend their money on. That's a fair question.
Banknotes will always be available. We're working on this, and we will continue working on making sure that that's available for people.
But do you still believe...
End of the story.
One last question. Do you still believe that people shouldn't be able to spend over £1,000 in cash for an individual purchase? It's a simple yes or no, Miss Lagarde. Christine, the WEF theme this year is spirit of dialogue. You're touching me, actually. It's a public path, and you're walking to me. The theme this year is a spirit of dialogue. You have previously been convicted of criminal charges, criminal negligence, for spending over 400 million euros of taxpayers' money. Why can't you answer a simple question? One last time, can people spend over 1,000 euros in cash for an individual purchase, yes or no?
You are convicted criminal.
So that was Christine Lagarde, head of the European Central Bank. If you like this sort of journalism, I've got to rush off now because Justin Trudeau's about to come out. Please head over to vpdavos.com and help where you can. Like, share the work. If you can donate with our cause, that'll be most grateful. Got to go. Justin's coming out.
All right, beautiful. So some real independent journalists. You find them. MacDaddy at rebelnews.com. On Twitter, Ezra Levant. You also have a special URL for your coverage. Give us that URL, please.
Here, it's WEFreports.com. Let me give a shout-out to the other citizen journalists who were there. You just saw Callum Smiles. He's actually an alumnus of Rebel News, and there he is with the Vox Populi. He did a great job. He's a guy who scrummed Bill Gates today, so I tip my hat to him. He did a good job out there. Believe it or not, James O'Keefe just rolled out a video. I knew he was in town. I wanted to keep it low-key because, you know, he likes the element of surprise, but he just revealed he's been mucking about here. It's a target-rich environment, so to speak, for an undercover journalist. So James O'Keefe was here. You saw the Vox Populi guy. And there's one or two others, sort of Twitter-based journalists here. But other than that, just hundreds of regime media. So I salute all the folks who managed to make it to Davos, because they do their best to keep it impossible to come here. I just heard, by the way, we'll have another video live in about half an hour. I just want to review it finally. It's my scrumming of Justin Trudeau, and he was with Katy Perry, his new main squeeze. And the thing is, Justin Trudeau left before Canada.
You're kidding.
No. Oh, you didn't know. Justin Trudeau actually was separated for quite a while, and he didn't tell anyone because his separated wife wanted to come on fancy foreign trips with the kids. So Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie did not announce that they were broken up because they wanted to basically take the government's private jet to go on exotic trips. Anyhow, they did break up, and I'm sorry that they broke up. No, that's not a happy thing. But he reconnected with Katy Perry. And I got to say, I'm not a fan of Trudeau, but I think they do look good together. And they've been spawning about. He's been going to all her concerts. He's right at the front, and he knows the song, so he sings along. And there he was at Davos today, and I walked up to him. And I didn't want to bother Katy Perry. I got no beef with her. She's a public person, but she's not a political person. But I had some questions for him because our Federal Court of Appeal, that's the second highest court in Canada, ruled that when he invoked martial law against the truckers, when he seized the truckers' bank accounts and froze their bank accounts and put soldiers in the streets, that was unconstitutional and illegal. So now four judges in a row have said he broke the law by cracking down on the truckers. So no one had really pressed him on that because that federal court ruling just came out actually a few days ago. So there was a lot of questions I put to him, and he came back and he said, oh, you're full of misinformation. And I said, well, you've introduced more bills to bring in censorship than any other subject. And anyway, we should have that video up pretty soon. It's funny because these VIPs or VVIPs, as I call them, walk around in Davos with their hair down because they feel like they're in their safe space. You could actually go right up to them in a way that if I was back in Canada, I would be tackled by a bodyguard. Yeah, there's someone having some fun with the meme. I mean, Katy Perry, of course, went into space with Jeffrey Bezos' rocket the other day. And, of course, Justin Trudeau had actually done blackface more times than he can remember. So that's a slightly altered photo. But I tell you, it is for anyone who cares about public policy, who loves to challenge these powerful big shots, if you can make it to Davos, you will have the time of your life going. There's so many people to go after, and you just got to be quick to spot them.
Absolutely. We got cut off by the break. We were trying to get into Mark Carney. You know, famously, we have Klaus Schwab like 5 years ago at the Kennedy Center talking to another fellow globalist, David Gergen. He's like, we penetrate the cabinets. We control half the cabinets. He says, well, what's your best success story? Trudeau. Trudeau is our model. You know, all the rest of it. And now, you know, he's been kicked out. So actually his boss, Carney, is now in there. Let's play the clip. Here he is talking about China and at the heart of the New World Order. And then later he got asked, we played the clip a few days ago. Well, what is the New World Order? He goes, well, it's the Europe with China and us against America, basically. And so he's being very, very direct about what this new alliance meant. Though previously he said just a couple years ago that China was the main security threat to Canada. Here he is.
The world has changed much since that last visit. And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
So here's China openly, and people don't know how much it's moving in there with its fake police officers and its 50,000 troops and its business deals and buying up the real estate. Let's get into Ezra LeVant, why this Mark Carney thing is so important.
Yeah, Mark Carney is, I call him a smarter, harder working Trudeau. I mean, he's spent the last 5 years networking at places like the UN, the World Economic Forum, where he was a director. He wasn't a hands-on business builder. He's not the president or CEO of Brookfield Asset Management, which is like a slightly smaller BlackRock. He was their chairman, which meant he presided over, you know, board meetings. But the rest of the time, his job was to network and schmooze and travel and build up connections. So he actually is probably one of the most connected men in the world, up there with George Soros. But George Soros is sort of in decline now. I think that Mark Carney, 99% of Americans never heard the name, but he is I call him a mini Soros because he has so many connections. And because has the establishment aura, because he's been with the Bank of England and the Bank of Canada, he can get away with things that maybe someone who is more overtly radical can't. Justin Trudeau looked like a bit of an airhead sometimes. And of course, he was a substitute drama teacher and a snowboard instructor. Not so with Mark Carney. He's got that perfect pedigree. So he can sneak in there, keep everyone calm because he's dressed in a suit and sounds like a boring banker, but then do radical things from the inside. It's sort of the Saul Alinsky way. Don't fight from the outside. Fight from the inside. Get in and corrode from the inside. You're correct that when he ran for office just 1 year ago, he said to Canadians, China is the number one security risk. He said that on tape. And Canadians said, oh, yeah, that sounds right. And now he's in bed with China, doing deals with China. And as I mentioned, he's letting in 49,000 Chinese-made EVs a year, which are like spy machines. There's spyware and malware, and he's letting 50,000 of those in a year. I just hope that you Americans...
No, it's beyond a smart meter. It watches you, listens to you, and then has all these cell phone connections in it and runs around and is a node for their spy network, just like a few months ago they caught that... That SIM card base in New York that could have taken down half the country.
Yeah, and you can't let them into your country. A lot of automobiles have cameras now and this smart driving, but these Chinese-made vehicles have to allow the Chinese government access to their servers. It's sort of like DJI drones, which is a very popular drone brand. They're super fun, but everything you film with those DJI drones, it goes to China. So you're filming your yard, you're filming your family, anything you film with a DJI drone and others too, goes into China's massive AI database. Do not let 49,000 roaming spyware cars into our country. Mark Carney says he's going to do it. You've got to stop those from driving across the border.
That's right. It makes Huawei look tame in comparison. Actually hooks into it. Speaking of Carney, since we mentioned it, though, here's a clip of him a little over a year ago saying China's the main threat. Now China is their best buddy in the New World Order. Here it is.
I think the biggest security threat to Canada is China.
We're heartened by the leadership of President Xi Jinping and the speed with which our relationship has progressed in recent months, and I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
This reminds me of Trudeau when he first got into office telling all those women that got so excited, well, what type of government do you want? Well, like communist dictatorship, like Xi Jinping's basic communist dictatorship. They're not playing around.
Yeah, and that he was asked, what's the country you most admire? And he said China, and he meant it. And Mark Carney continues with that. And listen, I understand why some Canadians, their feelings are hurt by some of Donald Trump's comments. I get it. You know, I'm not as sensitive as some other folks, but you don't run to the world's largest authoritarian regime because your neighbor spites you. And by the way, for those who love him, for those who hate him, Donald Trump's going to be gone in 3 years. Don't make generation-altering, century-long decisions about are you in the American orbit or the Chinese orbit.
Well, that's the thing, though. Trump screwed the pooch on this, and I like Trump, too. I appreciate it, but he'll do the dumbest stuff sometimes. And notice he did listen to us too late. Now he doesn't do the 51st state crap anymore. And so he doesn't want...
You know... I think I know that you and I have some differences of opinion, but I'm looking at the Monroe Doctrine, taking the entire American, both North and Central and South America, towards freedom. I mean, I know things are unorthodox with what he did in Venezuela, but I'm really hopeful
that country could be. It's going back to classic Americana, yeah.
And I'm just so encouraged by that, and I want that to happen. And I don't know the technical, will it be an annexation or a territory?
He said, we're going to give the oil to people, we're going to help them. Instead, he's like, with Canada, we'll just take it all. He's definitely learned from the Canada fiasco.
You know, I'm from the province of Alberta originally. That's our Texas in Canada. It's where all the oil sands are. And we already signed an agreement with America that gives you not only unlimited access, like Canada cannot limit the access to how much oil you buy.
But exclusive.
You get preferential access to our oil than any other country. Like it's the most amazing deal from America's point of view. And you know, Venezuela has got huge oil reserves, but Alberta, that's the province I'm referring to, which is the most right-wing province, it has about 170 billion barrels of oil. That's enough to, it's a staggering amount. It's really
staggering. By the way, let's talk about that. It's not just that province. There's multiple. The numbers show could secede. How is that going to work, and will the central government try to stop it?
You know, I'm so glad you asked me that question. That province of Alberta feels hard done by for a lot of real reasons, because the provinces in Canada, like Alberta is a smaller population, and it gets looted with taxes and carbon taxes and transfer taxes by the central government. And it just doesn't have the votes to stop it, because we don't have the checks and balances like your U.S. Senate, which protects little states and big states. So there is a separatist wave sweeping over the province of Alberta right now. Last polls I saw show that about 35% of Albertans want to be independent, and that's without a real campaign. So the government of Alberta has agreed that if a certain number of petitions are received, they will have an independence vote. And I have to say, every night I see more video on my X feed of little towns and cities where thousands of people are showing up.
Where you've got mile-long lines going in to vote.
Yeah, and an independent Alberta would be culturally, politically, economically, it would be like North Dakota. It would be like Montana, which is what we border. And so it would be such a fit if I don't know if it would be part of the United States or friends with it would be best friends, that's for sure. You know, there was a great saying I heard a politician in Canada say, we don't want to be your 51st state, but we'll be your number one friend. That's not a bad outcome. And I would say to anyone who wants that outcome to happen, don't be like the young bull running down there and scaring off all the other bulls. We'll see how that independence referendum goes. I have a hope that it might scare Ottawa straight to do fewer crazy things, but Ottawa is so deep into the crazy now. I don't know if Canada is sustainable. Mark Carney just announced we're in China's orbit now. We're with the China bloc now. And the rest of the country said, what? You didn't run on this? You didn't even have a debate on this?
And Dan said that 5 years ago about him, and you said that years ago. Now he's out in the open. Yeah, here's lines. I saw videos day and night in there voting. And the word is, it's not one out of five. It's the majority are voting to secede.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I heard that in one town, more people showed up physically than lived in the whole town because people from neighboring communities came in to sign up. You have to sign the petition to force the referendum. And they look like, look at this, at night in the cold. Look at all that snow. Welcome to Canada. Like, that's a mountain of snow. That doesn't stop these folks because they're sort of fed up with it. Because think about it. It's not just Mark Carney and Justin Trudeau before him. It was Pierre Trudeau, the father. It was all sorts of bad governments going back a very long time. And these Albertans you're seeing in this video right now, they're sick of it. And I'm not saying they want to join the United States necessarily, although Alberta has a lot of expat Americans who helped develop the oil patch. When Alberta's oil industry really got going in the 40s, help for that didn't come from eastern Canada. It came from Texas and Oklahoma and places like that. So there's a lot of
so let's expand on that. We need a new new America up there with its own culture, not part of the U.S., but an ally. We need you to finally get out from under the governor general, finally get out from under the globalists. We need a free Canada. And if the people want to vote and secede and it gets broken into three parts, it is giant, fine. Let the people determine it. It's not going to become the 51st state. Stop it. It was really stupid. And now Trump's finally backed off that. Speaking of that, here's the clip from Colors with Robert Duvall talking about the bulls.
Okay, that's the plan. All right, okay. Now you want to hear mine?
You're full of fucking adrenaline, man, you know. You're not in the black and white anymore, chasing around Mickey Mouse crimes. Now, the plan, as I see it, is to get to know these guys, get them used to talking to us, so then when something big does come along, you want to listen to what? What? Do you want to look at pussy or learn about this job? Which is it? You heard the one about the two bulls?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, these two bulls are sitting on a grassy knoll overlooking a herd of Guernseys. And the baby bull says, hey, Pop, let's run down and fuck one of those cows. But the papa bull says, no, son. Let's walk down. Fuck them all.
A true statement. All right, back to Ezra Levant. Ezra, big picture, what do you make of the U.S.? What do you make of the Somalis? It's a U.N. model. They got U.N. officials that actually headed up. The head of the Security Council is involved. You got similar stuff where the left hooks up these migrants, gets a bunch of welfare. The left steals a bunch of it, to be clear. This isn't on by accident. It's the same thing in Europe. Now they want no-go zones in Minnesota to keep the evil white people out. I mean, this is cancer. This alliance with the globalists and Islamics and others is a real problem. And I don't see how everybody doesn't support President Trump. But watching this from Canada, what do you make of this fiasco?
Well, we're further down the road because our immigration, believe it or not, has been even more insane than yours. And it's worse in one way. And I know this sounds weird to say, but the good news for you is that a lot of the immigration over the last 4 years to the United States, under the Biden regime in particular, was illegal. So if you find someone, you can deport them. In Canada, the vast majority of our mass immigration, including people who are criminal backgrounds, who are not a cultural fit, who go on welfare, that's legal immigration. So it's much harder to kick someone out once they've been let in legally. So it's worse in Canada. Hey, can I throw one movie suggestion at you? I know we don't have time.
No, go ahead.
But you made me think of a clip with Christopher Walken. And he talks about the lion and the hyenas. I'm trying to remember the movie that's from. And he says there's a lion and he's in the sun and he's tired and the hyenas come and snip at him and snap at him. And they take liberties with him. Do you know the clip? Christopher, have your team type in Christopher Walken lion clip, speech.
Yeah. It's Christopher Walken.
And you know what? That reminds me of Trump and America. Everyone knows that America is the strongest country. Everyone knows that America is the alpha country. But under presidents like Obama and Biden, people took liberties and America didn't assert itself. And I think Trump is saying, you know, we've got the strongest military. We've got the strongest economy. You can't just be casually anti-American now. If we're talking about a deal, a trade deal or a territorial deal, you can't do things that affect this is the clip here. Boy, I'd love to hear just a minute of that if you want to share it with your viewers. This is Trump's theory about the lion every once in a while tearing the hyena to pieces, so that they know he's the king of the jungle. And I think that is one of Donald Trump's aesthetic strategies, is to make people realize, don't mess with the lion.
There's no doubt. No doubt that's part of the strategy, and we will hit that. But bottom line, people better get that Trump is swinging for the fences. He does care about sovereignty. He is making the right populist moves to the economy. It's night and day with the Democrats. If you don't support him, you're insane. It's gotten very fashionable, and the bots push it, and the big tech pushes, right-wingers that claim they're against Trump now. It's all synthetic, folks. It's pure crap. If you don't overall support Trump, you're insane. Does that not mean we're not pissed with more indictments? Does that mean we don't hold feet to the fire? No, absolutely not. But at the end of the day, come on, folks. It's night and day. Here's a clip.
You watch those nature documentaries on the cable?
Yeah.
You see the one about lions?
Yeah.
Look at this lion. He's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. He's laying down under a tree in the middle of Africa. He's so big. He's so hot. He doesn't want to move. Now, the little lion cubs, they start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. The lioness, she starts messing with him, coming over, making trouble. Still, nothing. Now, the other animals, they notice this, and they start to move in. The jackals, hyenas, they're barking at him, laughing at him. They nip his toes and eat the food that's in his domain. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is. It's too late to be scared. It's time to kill. I'm going to the other room. You come out when you're ready.
And I'm glad that Ezra Levant brought this up, because that is what Trump's doing. He's showing China, Russia, the EU, everybody, the exercise of power. And he's frustrated because he can't get his own corrupt government to do their job. But where he has executive power, he's doing it. And you could say it's a little bit brutal, but that's what he's doing. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I can hardly wait to hear him tear into the hyenas and jackals here at the World Economic Forum. And the irony is they can't get enough of it. They're thrilled that he's coming to their event, but I hope he tears them up like Christopher Walken says.
Well, it shows their own people are tearing themselves up. They know they're unpopular. Yeah. Massive. All right, Rebel Media, folks, rebelnews.com. Ezra, pop in tomorrow. We really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see your reports. Great job, my friend.
Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hour number four, straight ahead.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home.
We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This song's about the night they spent protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaw, some old vaccine. New York City, posse down like I ain't never seen. Don't you think this outlaw shit has gotten out of hand? What started out to be a joke,
song you ever hear on the radio? This outlaw shit. And I use that as an analogy before we hit all the rest of the news here in a minute. You got Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and a few other people up in Nashville, and they just got sick of being bossed around in the corrupt companies, and everybody trying to control what they said did. Hank Williams Jr. to a great extent too, but he didn't leave. They moved down to Austin. And they got even more popular. And then folks said, oh, they're outlaw country. And people just love the term outlaw. So within about 5 years, they went from, 10% of the country music gross to at one point like 70%, four or five artists. Well, I know Willie Nelson, been friends with him a long time, great guy. And I know Shooter Jennings, amazing son of Waylon Jennings, and I love them all. But they'll tell you, that's not really outlaw. They were just doing what they wanted and being free. This is outlaw. This is rebel. This is changing the world. And this is winning. And it takes money to fight these people. I'm 100% committed. They thought if they took my house away and did stuff like that, harassed my family, I'd go away. They thought, no, I work even harder because I don't give a damn about money. I mean, I got my, pay my bills, you know, whatever, got medical insurance. I don't give a rat's ass about things. And they are so pissed off that we're still on air. I said this months ago because we keep adding to it. It's imminent. They're waiting on me to sign off on it. Huge civil rights lawsuit. Conspiracy against rights. It's going to be massive. Might be tomorrow. Might be Thursday. Might wait till Monday. I'm not sure. But I mean, I'm going over there today. So you want somebody to fight for you. Hey, I'm under attack too. I'm fighting for myself. But we're in this together. And I just did the whole last hour. Didn't plug. I need your support. And you decide to go to thealexshowstore.com. Got a big sale going right now. Up 45% off. And get the ultramethylene blue. If you haven't taken it, you're crazy. Ultramethylene red, our proprietary product that goes great with methylene blue, but does its own thing. It's amazing. Ultramethylene red, back in stock. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. 45% off, ultimate life force, cardiovascular super booster, atomic defense. 40% off bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules and gummies, turmeric, ultimate burn, natural fat burner. 35% off ultramethylene blue, Shilajit. Ultra DNA Revival. It's like DNA Force. And so many other great products at thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. I need your help. Plus, these products work great. So for those of you that have been on the bench and never actually gotten the products, I'm talking to you. I love the folks that have been supporting. Thank you. You know how great the products are. You hear them call in. But for those of you on the fence, what are you doing? You're fighting for your own future when you back what I'm doing. Make no mistake, I need your support. Support yourself right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I thank you.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Telling the producers days ago, I want to get Matt Bracken on, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, really knows his geopolitics, knows his counterterrorism, knows his New World Order. He's one of the smartest guys out there. He's been very accurate. Been interviewing him for over a decade or longer. But I wanted to get him on about Somalia and what's happening here domestically and the deep state's next moves. I'm sure in the next hour he'll going to spend some time on that. But this morning, he said, well, yeah, I'm on the fourth hour, but I want to talk about this. And I said, well, of course, talk about whatever you want. And I knew about this, but it was in the back of my memory. I was like, oh, my God, that's so smart. You heard Ezra Levant on, who first warned Trump, if you keep saying 51st state, you're going to get the globalists reelected. They're at 50% approval rating. Within a month, they were at 40% and won. You're like, well, how do they win at 40%? Because it's a parliament. They got a whole bunch of parties. And so he should have said, we're going to liberate Canada politically. We're going to make deals good for everybody. They got monopolies up there. They screw the consumers. He could have done it that way and supported the secessionist movements. And, you know, it takes time to carve off stuff, even if we want to get Canada for the U.S. down the road. I mean, it was President Jackson at the Hermitage almost a decade before Texas independence that literally met with my mother's side of the family ancestors and this has been released in the history books, and said, I want you to go with Protestants down there, and I want you to hand out the Bibles. We're going to launch a Protestant revolution. We know at a point they're going to come in and try to suppress everybody. We'll use that as a leverage point. You take it first and then set up your own zone, and then we'll come in. And Jackson thought it would probably take 10 years. So that's long-term thinking. Yeah, I mean, the thing about, oh, Santa Ana came and oppressed us, we did this. Yeah, right. I mean, he was an oppressor, but we didn't just, you know, it was cooked up. But it took 10 years, and a lot of people were willing to die. And they sent in the best they had. Davy Crockett and Sam Houston, all those guys. I mean, you're talking Conan the Barbarian for real with the case of Houston. Good God. They called him the Raven, the Native Americans, because he was like psychic and always knew what they were going to do. And it was written by in a French history book, they observed it, like where he like killed 20 Indians himself. I mean, we're talking wild man. But the point is, I was up in Tennessee. The point is that's what Texas came out of was people like Houston, but the brain trust was Andrew Jackson. But at the end of the day, as long as it's an economic ally, that's what matters. It's under globalist Chi-Com UK control now. We don't want that on our doorstep. And more important than Venezuela is Canada. And more important than Greenland is Canada. So now if Trump says, I'm going to take it, it's mine. You already have the annuits. I showed you interviews that Nick Shirley did a few months ago when he went there. He's talking to the annuits, who are more than half the 45,000 people that live there. And they're like, no, we want America. We want Trump. We don't want to have Denmark running us. Well, Trump with this, you know, I'm going to send the military in, just set himself up for real failure because it looks tyrannical. This is not Venezuela that's been stealing our elections or flooding us with drugs. So Bracken made the point that, and this is on record, Denmark has apologized for forcefully sterilizing half the women when they're like 10, 11, 13, putting IEDs in them that were designed to sterilize you. In many cases, them not even knowing, but forcing them to do it. Well, those women now are old women, and they're the biggest part of the population. Trump should talk about how Denmark did that and how we want to do a deal like Alaska has, where the citizens get part of the oil and gas revenue and come in and make it a protectorate. They would do it. The way Trump is doing this, I get, is to embarrass NATO, and he's mad about the Ukraine war, and he wants to put pressure on them. But it's a very base-level trolling, and I want to get Matt Bracken's take on what he thinks Trump's doing versus his idea of making a big issue about, hey, Denmark sterilized you, America won't do that, and getting them signed up for a portion of their oil and gas money. I think that's the winning scenario. Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com takes over now. Thank you, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, that's, it's called the spiral case, the spiral IUD. It looks like a little snake, like a caduceus snake, and they can insert it in a straight little tube, okay, and then pull the tube out, and then thing spirals up in the girl's uterus. These girls were in classrooms, you know, Danish classrooms, Inuit girls. They'd be called out to the clinic. Oh, you know, Nancy, you got to go see the doctor. She has no idea what's going on, 13, 14 years old. Next thing you know, her feet are up in stirrups, and she's being invaded. And something's put in her. She doesn't even know it. They did this from the 60s to the 90s. This was generations of Danish doctors and nurses did this. Without these girls' knowledge, permission, not their parents' knowledge or permission, it was a genocide. A lot of these girls, similar to what happened in some of the Canadian schools, in further back in the 19th century, early 20th century, with some of the Indian schools, they were, you know, they were trying to adopt them into Denmark to turn them into little Danes so they'd be sent with a Danish family, but they all got these IUDs put in them. They didn't want any more of these.
And for those who don't know, not just to them, but a lot of these early IUDs, they knew would end up sterilizing the majority of women that got them, so they knew what they were doing. So it wasn't just against their will violating the Nuremberg Code. It was also straight-up sterilization. And so, like you said...
This is real Mangala stuff where you have doctors and nurses that are, it's not like it happened once under some rogue doctor and nurse. You know, these people are assigned for a couple of years like military, right? And they would be giving turnover to the next doctor and nurse and saying, yeah, this is what we do. We put the IUD in these girls. And
now,
nobody
what I was
said,
reading is, even though you're supposed to get those out in a year, they still cause problems. They wouldn't even tell these women. I was reading articles. Women would find out 20 years later they had these.
They're not right. But imagine a nurse showing up and being briefed on this program and saying, that sounds fine with me. As long as I get my paycheck from the Danish government, this is real evil stuff because it went on for decades. And that means doctor and nurse after doctor and nurse.
So Trump should say, Denmark raped you. We won't. We're going to get you oil and gas money as restitution.
Yeah. And I've seen a couple of reporters. I think Shirley was up there saying, you know, would you vote for America for $100,000? I think you're exactly right. That's cheap. That's chump change. You know, that's, like handing, that's like in Trading Places, offering Eddie Murphy whiskey, cigars, you know, that's chump change. That's, wampum. Give them a piece of the action. Anything that comes out of here, 10, 20% is going to go into a fund. And some of the Gulf states also do this. It's how the ruling class in these Gulf states become popular because their citizens actually get a cut. You know, the taxes go the other way to the citizens.
And it's not a reparations. It's not 200 years later. It is restoration for living people.
That's right. And some of these women that had pain and medical problems, they finally go and get an X-ray and they find this thing in them in their middle age. And I mean, just imagine. And people say, well, Matt, what about the Tuskegee experiment is very misunderstood. Nobody was injected with syphilis. They didn't treat them. They were used as a control group compared to, I mean, the treatments then were barbaric anyway. Like,
but it's still wrong, but this was even more premeditated. But listen, it's simple. Trump says, we will set it up where you get oil and gas money for restitution for being sterilized and set up a national fund for your children and you will be autonomous. But it'll be a protectorate, and then exactly instead of ham-fistedly saying, I'm going to send the military in.
Right, and this is where you can offer a whole palette of options from potentially statehood, which is unlikely, but also a territorial, you know, you've got territory like Puerto Rico status, Virgin Island status, Guam status, Saipan status. They have different degrees of autonomy. And, you know, you may or may not be able to vote in American elections, things like that. But you will be able to travel to America. Americans who can go there and work. They would absolutely boost their standard of living, modernize their fishing fleet, all of that. So yeah. But the main thing about this, it's not the rare earths. Rare earths under a mile of ice may or may not ever be a thing. Same thing with the oil. Oil at under $60 a gallon, or excuse me, a barrel, it's not even worth getting the oil out of Venezuela, right? Because it's just cost. Nobody's going to set up.
Yeah, Trump told the truth there, but maybe that we don't even need it, but it's strategic.
It's the location is strategic. And I sent a couple of polar maps over, and we are so used to seeing this stupid Mercator map where you know, North America is in the middle of the square rectangular world map and Greenland looks gigantic. If Americans started looking at the world and said, yeah, look at it this way. Canada, Alaska, Greenland is like a cross from Russia. These are sea routes. As it does melt, if it is melting some, These routes, like right above the word Canada, we have a route that goes, you know, the Northwest Passage.
Well, it doesn't matter because of all the icebreakers it's open anyways.
And we don't have icebreakers. That's the thing. The Russians already have 8 nuclear icebreakers. And you know, it matters that they're nuclear because they're never going to get stuck in the ice and run out of fuel, like the Franklin expedition, right? You don't want to have a fuel-based icebreaker. If it gets stuck, who's going to bring it fuel, right? Nobody. So they're gigantic. They're twice as big as the ones we're going to have built. But what it points to is we are aiming towards a world that is divided into resource zones. The whole Pax Americana from the end of the Second World until recently is coming to an end. We're not only going to have economic influence spheres. We're actually going to fight for our zones. That's what Venezuela was about. We're going to kick the Chinese, the Russians, the Cubans out of South America if we can. You know, big stick policy.
What it's do you expect Trump to do at Davos? Already London and others flamethrowed him today and said, you're tyrants, you're criminals. Even the Financial Times called Carney a globalist scumbag. I mean, they're falling apart.
I think it's great, but I, you know, something you were talking about with Ezra Levant, which was a fabulous, fabulous interview. I mean, the guy's awesome. Very brave also because he's like behind the, you know, he's behind the Iron Curtain there in Canada increasingly. Trump makes blunders, as you pointed out, calling, you know, we're going to make Canada the 51st straight state might have led to Carney being their leader. Probably did. But, you know, Trump at least is a bar fighter. You know, if you have a choice between, you know, a sissy, pussy, GOP elite establishment guy that's always measuring the outcomes. No, we can't. We don't want to stack the delegates in our state because it wouldn't be fair. You know, we don't want to lower ourselves to fighting like the Democrats. Trump at least will walk into the bar and start throwing punches. And some of his punches will miss. And sometimes he'll embarrass you. But at least he's a fighter. And imagine who else we would have had, you know, Mitt Romney or McCain, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz. These guys, I mean, and I disagree with a lot of Trump's positions. I wish we weren't so on the leash by Israel trying to pick a war with Iran we don't need. You know, that we need to focus at home. We've got an insurrection in Minnesota. Other ones could be spreading in Portland, you know, in Canada, in Austin, Texas, where the Antifa is being emboldened. So we really need to focus at home. I think that Trump is afraid to call the Insurrection Act right now because he's like a showman. And right now the show is Davos and he doesn't want to steal the thunder of Davos by declaring an Insurrection Act while he's on this world stage. So he's letting that simmer. But Minnesota is absolutely a red line for the federal government. If they can't get control of people that are going into churches or, you know, beating people on the street, you know, I go back to, well, I was only 5 years old, but at 1962, John F. Kennedy, who the Democrats and everybody loves now, you know, he's practically a saint. He sent 31,000 troops to Oxford, Mississippi because the frat boys were giving, you know, black students a hard time. Nobody was beat up in church, you know, beat up, dragged out of cars. Nobody was like blocking FBI cars, honking horns. Nobody was getting accosted on streets or dragged down the street, you know. But they sent 31,000 soldiers and the whole 101st Airborne Division with guns all over the Ole Miss campus tents, just dominated, more soldiers than students. That's how JFK said, you're going to desegregate and you're not going to give us a hard time about it. That's over. No more Confederacy. No more, you know, the federal government's in charge. If Trump doesn't get a hold of Minnesota, this is January. It's 18 degrees up there. What's going to happen when it's summertime up there if we don't get a hold of that? So I think we need to focus at home. Forget Iran for the, you know, forget it. I mean, we don't even know how much of that's AI generated, you know, slop of all the morgue scenes. We don't know, but we're trying to let's not get distracted overseas when we've gotten an insurrection at home. And we could bring Greenland in, but it has to be done. It has to be sold as the Greenland purchase. Everybody thinks the Alaska purchase was one of the most brilliant moves ever. At the time, it was called, what, Seward's Folly? A few million dollars. We got Alaska from Russia. They were broke at the time. They sold it to us. You know, we did the Gadsden purchase. That was for gold. The Mexicans offered to throw in Baja California, like for a few more million in gold. And we said, no, thanks. But so we bought that, you know, we had a war with them. Then we had a treaty. We bought it from them with gold. Hawaii, if anything, was a complete just theft. We basically just sent Marines to Hawaii and said, The Navy says we need these islands. We're taking it. And is anybody seriously saying, you know, America should give Hawaii back to the Hawaiians, that we should just give it up as a state, let it be independent, let them bring the Chinese Navy in instead? Of course not. So I put in terms of strategic importance going forward, Greenland is just as important to us as Hawaii or as, you know, Cuba, Venezuela, that area, that part of our periphery, or Alaska. When you look at the polar maps, you really have to study the polar maps. Greenland is like key, super key terrain. Yeah, I love that map. If Russia, Canada, and America were ever on the same team, nobody in the world could touch us. We would be the league of our own. But instead, we've driven Russia and China together. That was the neocons, the whole Ukraine thing, that we imported this ancient blood feud. Michael Yon calls it Jurassic Trailer Park. All of these neocons from Eastern Europe, you know, have, there may not be particularly religious, but they do belong to one kind of a cultural religious grouping. They were booted out of Russia even before communism, or they left. They have this blood feud hard on for Russia that has been dominating our foreign policy. We have, you know, since World War II, American diplomacy's prime order was don't let Russia and China get together. And the neocons have done that. They have pushed China and Russia together. And if China and Russia become an economic bloc, which they are, you know, are doing now, they won't need our sea lanes. They'll be able to just, you know, gas, oil, products, everything, Russia to China. And that's why those Arctic sea routes on the top are so important. They've got 8 giant nuclear icebreakers. They're like 570 feet long and 112 feet wide, which means a giant tanker can just follow behind them. A really big tanker can follow behind them. The icebreakers that we don't even have that we're talking about building in Finland are half that size. So we're not even in the game. And the other important things up in the polar war, the polar struggle will be the submarines, and Russian nuclear submarines are made for operating under the ice. Ours can too, but not like the Russians. They are designed to go through ice and launch missiles, whatever they have to do, or follow these icebreakers stealthily, you know, behind the icebreakers. But we are just coming to the grips with how important the polar region is going to be. And Greenland is like the keystone. It's just like, it's like chips on a table waiting to be picked up. You know, the Danes are what they had a claim, like, yeah, because Vikings were there 1,000 years ago and their settlement died out. Then in the 1700s, they planted a flag and said, we plant a flag in this 1 kilometer and the 1,000 kilometers north and south and east and west all belongs to us now because we said so. No economic development, no nothing. Just, hey, we planted a flag. It's ours. You look at little tiny Denmark. It's like 1% of the size of Greenland. And it's further from Denmark to the capital of Greenland than it is to Boston or New York. The capital of Greenland is actually closer to America and much closer to Canada than it is the little teeny Denmark. It's like the Grand Duchy of Denmark. I mean, they're going to control that. There's no way. We need to make a good offer to Greenland. Let them decide what kind of status they want. Do they want to be a territory? What are they, you know, what degree of independence they want? Give them a great deal. Any resources brought out, it's going to be given to the people there. I think that Greenland can be gotten just like the Alaska Purchase, less violently than Hawaii, but we need to sell it the right way. And I think that the spiral IUD case and the offer of a resource sharing, program, that's absolutely the way to do it. And I don't know, I wish that, Trump was a little bit better at marketing. He has some smart people like Miller, but I don't know. Sometimes he gets ahead of himself with the braggadocio and his vainglorious ways and it doesn't work. Look at who's running Canada right now. It's not a good thing there. But if we are going to be splitting into different zones, Canada trying to be an ally with China, it's not going to work. I know that the Chinese have practically taken over Vancouver, but in the end of the day, Canada is going to be right between Alaska and American Greenland. So Canada is going to definitely be in our sphere of control, no matter what they think. It's how it's going to work. And we'll develop this theme a little bit more on the other side and talk about a few other things. I see the time is running out, but there we go. Okay. Yeah, we're definitely coming into a new world that is split into zones, and the globalists, they're done.
High news. Black dollar rolling.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact that it has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This is
sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, I've got a few more things that I thought of going back to the Ezra Levant part. There's a book that should be on everybody's bookshelf. You can get it off of, you know, Amazon used marketplace for $3 or something. It's called The Nine Nations of North America by Joel Garreau, like E-A-U at the end. That was written in 1981, and it shows North America from, you know, Mexico to the tundra, how it really would be split up if it was the economy and the people. And Montana and Alberta are like the same thing. And that's kind of how that's the world we're morphing into. And you know, this book is a total classic, and the guy really had a fantastic ability to look into the future, because it's breaking greatly along the lines that he predicted, but, you know, almost 50 years ago. Then the history of America is a history of, let's face it, we started with the 13 colonies, and the Indians didn't hand them over to us, the 13 colonies. We did a lot of pretty brutal things along the way. Andrew Jackson had the Trail of Tears, where the Cherokees were pushed out of the Southeast. We had not so well known the Choctaw Wars in Alabama and Mississippi. These were not exactly friendly skirmishes either. You know, we were fighting for the land, and it was a bloody fight, not by standing army, basically by volunteer militias that were called up for a matter of months. That's the way we rolled then, not even in uniforms really. And these were brutal wars to take the Alabama, Mississippi area, Tennessee, of course, with Davy Crockett, who then goes to the Alamo. As Alex was saying, the conquest of the Southwest, that was a long process. That didn't happen overnight. And it wasn't just because of, you know, a bad move by Santa Anna or anything else. It was in the works a long way. And you had the Louisiana Purchase. That's even earlier. That was Thomas Jefferson. So Napoleon was broke over in fighting in Europe. He needed the gold. That was, you know, that's how wealth was actually transferred. It was like chests of physical gold. He needed the gold. We sent him some gold. We got the entire Louisiana Purchase, which like more than doubled the size of the United States. We had a quasi war with Great Britain over where the border would be between Canada and Washington State. You know, we have been fighting for this territory for a long, long time. And imagine today if we didn't have Hawaii. Let's say Hawaii. We were a bunch of very neutral, libertarian, airy-fairy types 100 years ago. There would be a Chinese Navy in Hawaii. It wouldn't be vacant. Same thing with Alaska. Imagine if we had not picked up Alaska, if Russia owned Alaska as well as all of Siberia and the rest of what it owns. It would be like in our backyard. At least we have a Bering Sea between us and Russia, because our forefathers had the foresight to purchase that. I just wish that Trump would package Greenland better as the Greenland Purchase. And it's like a perfect symmetry, really. When you look at that, at the map of Northern Canada, You know, you've got Alaska on the west shoulder and Greenland on the right shoulder. And as the world splits into not only spheres of economic influence, but physical spheres of control. I mean, control. We're not going to let the silver go from Mexico and Peru to China. China is not exporting any of its silver into the world. You know, the world is splitting into zones of what you can physically control. So these choke points are going to matter. And, you know, for example, Japan's bond market is collapsing. We're their ally. The contagion could spread to this country. We could be seeing a slow motion economic domino effect collapse, beginning maybe with Japan. What can we do about it? Japan is effectively out of our reach now. So same thing with South Korea, same thing with Taiwan. Our Navy can function in peacetime for showing the flag. Once in a while, we'll dash through the Taiwan Straits. But nobody is thinking realistically that if China blockaded Taiwan, we could go in and break the blockade. I don't think China will, you know, do a D-Day landing in Taiwan anytime soon, but they can certainly blockade it. And these are nations, Korea, is particularly Japan and Taiwan. They import half of their food. They will starve if the ships stop coming. So right now, those are inside of China's sphere of control. That's why we're moving against countries like Venezuela, going to move against Mexico, trying to nail down Greenland, trying to exert control in Canada, even though that backfired, calling it the 51st state. So yeah, we are dividing the world up like on that risk board, and the 75 years or so of the American Navy keeping the sea lines of lanes of communication open around the world, that's coming to an end. I think that one of the big lessons was the Red Sea being closed effectively by the Houthis that don't even have a navy firing missiles at our ships. So we're now going back maybe more than 100 years to the control zones. What can your Navy actually physically control? We can't save Japan. We can't save Taiwan. If Japan, in the midst of its collapsing economy, thinks that it's going to build up a new Navy like it's the 1930s going into World War II, they won't be able to, because China can just turn on and turn off their supply of iron and everything that they would need to build a Navy. You know, Japan is now, for good or for ill, same thing with Korea, it's falling under China's shadow. That's just a fact. You know, our Navy can go over there and visit right now, but if China really wants to push us around in that area, they can, because our ships can't get close enough to help Japan or Taiwan before we'd be just salvoed by Chinese missiles. And pretty much the same thing with China trying to exert control over its long-term contracts for silver and other minerals coming out of Mexico and Peru. If we just say no, we're going to put sanctions on those ships. We're going to call those Chinese ships part of an illegal shadow fleet. You know, we don't recognize those contracts. The whole idea of contract law, when it comes to the maritime law, I think it's coming to an end. We're seeing that with America unilaterally declaring certain ships to be sanctioned. Sanctioned by who? The UN? No, us. So we get a judge that says, yes, that's an illegal ship. Then we send the Coast Guard and board it. Well, you think that the rest of the world isn't paying attention, that they're not going to respond in kind? Of course they are. You know, we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline to split Germany and Europe off from cheap Russian gas. Nobody's fooled by that. You know, we can deny it. It's not even plausible deniability. Our Navy did that. We did it. And we've also attacked Russian ships, two of them in the Mediterranean, many more in the Black Sea. We're going to keep seeing this. This is a basketball game with a lot of elbows coming out now. You know, this is not the sissy version of basketball. This is, you know, this is where you get a concussion. Because, you know, Russia has a lot of advantages. They're like the storehouse of natural wealth for the world. And they share a border with China. As long as they can maintain friendly relations, they'll both be massively benefiting. But Russia has some weaknesses too. I mean, just geographically, they don't have access to the ocean. They can only get to the ocean through the Black Sea to the Mediterranean, or through Murmansk up around, you know, up around Norway, and then down through the Greenland, Iceland, UK gap, or out from Vladivostok. And even Vladivostok is semi-trapped behind, you know, islands that are completely patrolled by our submarines. So Russia doesn't have all aces in their deck. But we are now coming to the point where our Navy can't just go around the world doing whatever it wants to anybody it wants. People learn from the Yemen experience. We run out of missiles real fast. We can slap countries like Syria or Libya around. But if a country in a choke point wants to throw missiles at our ships, we run out fast. And the math doesn't work. They throw a $20,000 missile at our ship. We fire $4 or $5 million worth of missiles to shoot it down. And in 30 missiles, we're out of missiles. The ship has to leave. And meanwhile, Yemen's just bringing up more trucks with more missiles. So yeah, we're no longer in this world where America can dominate the globe. So I think Trump is on the right, on the right track in splitting the world into what can we actually control. And that's where we're going to have to be a little bit more diplomatic with Canada, a little smarter how we deal with them. Turn Greenland into the Greenland Purchase, not we're going to invade it. You know, the Chinese now are talking to the Europeans. Who cares? The Chinese, what can they do with Europe? Europe is a lost cause. Demographically, they are not reproducing. They allowed in millions of fighting age Mohammedans, Muslim men that are going to rise up if there's ever any serious right wing party that tries to deport them. They're going to find out that they're all armed suddenly, and it'll be a bloody civil war. So as far as I'm concerned, and Trump is as much as said it, and so is Vance, Europe's a write off. Europe will be lucky to be a theme park. Come and see, come and see some pretty castles, but they can't produce cars. They don't make any energy on their own. So Europe is screwed. And this is one thing that kind of connects to the next book I'm writing, which is on Ireland. If Ireland sticks with the EU, which it probably will, Ireland has a pretty serious inferiority complex when it comes to how it sees itself in the greater European picture. It definitely sees itself as, you know, the little poor cousin of countries like Germany, the UK, France. So they are thrilled to be in the EU. But the EU for Ireland is a suicide pact, because it doesn't matter economically if they benefit in some small way if every year, hundreds of thousands of more migrants are pouring into Ireland, and they can't stop it. Because anybody that makes it to France can get on a rubber boat, then they're in the UK, then they catch a ferry over to Northern Ireland, and they catch a bus to Dublin. There's absolutely no way to stop that flow as long as they're in the EU. So as Europe either slides into a depression, or a civil war, or even a religious civil war, a religious ethnic civil war, Ireland may be America's ace in the hole, because Ireland has very strong ties to America because of the Irish famine diaspora. So there are a lot of Americans that look at Ireland and wonder what the hell is going on. Well, Ireland has a couple unique advantages. If the UK completely is torn apart in a civil war. I mean, the other day we're seeing thousands of men dressed like ISIS marching in a UK city. I forgot the city. But they're just, when they're marching, you know, when you see 1,000 Muslims marching in black, that's a pre-Civil War demonstration. This is what you do before Yugoslavia breaks up. You decide, oh, we're going to have a little marching club and we're all going to wear the same kind of camouflage. No guns yet, but we're organizing into platoons, companies, battalions. And we're demonstrating to the locals, don't mess with us, because we can put 1,000 men on the street. Can you guys, can you Brits do that? Hell no. Plus the police are on our side. So we are watching Europe in its death throes collapsing, as far as I'm concerned. Demographically, they don't have a chance. Already in Germany and other countries, half of the children or more in school are Muslims. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out the math, how that goes. If half of the boys under 20 are already Muslims, you're screwed. So whenever you hear people say, oh, don't worry, in Minneapolis or here or there, they're only 10%, they're only 20%. Yeah, but their women are having 5 kids, and yours are having 1.1. You work that out in 20 years, you're done. So Europe, I think, is at best going to face a terrible civil war and economic collapse. They don't have any energy. And then what happens? Maybe Ireland gets peeled away. It's something that most people will never have a reason to think about, but say, what are the biggest rivers in the British Isles if you count Ireland? Well, maybe it's the Thames in England. No, it's the Shannon River, which faces the open Atlantic to the west. It's the biggest river in the British Isles. It has major ports. It has the biggest airport in Ireland in terms of the runway. It's always been like a strategic military runway for the U.S. when we're like doing big logistical pushes like Desert Storm. So Shannon Airport, right next to the city of Limerick on the Shannon River, you've got a port. You've got fuel facilities where the big super tankers come in with oil. You've got wind farms. You have natural gas. That's all in the west of Ireland. At a certain point, as the UK falls to the caliphate or to a civil war, Ireland could be the eastern anchor of our island chain. We'll have, you know, Canada. Hopefully we get on better terms with Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Ireland, and the rest of Europe, God help them, because the women are either going to be wearing burqas or it's going to be a civil war. That's it. I mean, there's no party in Europe at this point which can be elected and begin mass deportation. The Muslims will not allow it. At that point, it'll be discovered that, gosh, they have all these guns. We didn't know it. So they won't just be marching. They'll be marching with guns. And that's coming in Europe. I'm sorry. I don't see any other way around it. Now, something else I want to touch on today. Been watching, you know, I've been a gold and silver bug for many, many years. I was buying silver when it was under $10 an ounce. Now it's in the mid 90s today. And I want to mention to people that haven't begun stacking, you know, that it's like a parallel term to prepping now, stacking. If you think $90 is too much to spend for an ounce of silver, I think it's short-sighted. You're going to look back when it's $200 and say, why didn't I buy silver when it was under $100? You know, this is only going one way. This is not like a stock bubble. This is not like a tech bubble. This is a complete reorganization of the global financial system. The fiat paper currency era is imploding. It's coming to an end. You know, the father of this, John Maynard Keynes, he was a childless, gay man who, made commodities trades in his bathrobe, supposedly. And he's the father of this modern monetary theory. And when he was asked, how long can you do this? I mean, at a certain point, this Ponzi scheme has to blow up. how long can it last? He said, you know, in the long run, we're all dead. Meaning, I won't see it. I don't have any children. It'll be great during my lifetime and maybe for a few generations after that. Well, eventually every Ponzi scheme has to blow up. And we're on the verge of seeing that happen. And I've got a few little, I made a new little demo here. Why is the middle class so broke? Why can't young couples afford a house? What happened? It's so popular, it's common to blame the boomers, as if like the boomers stole all the money and didn't leave anything for the Zoomers, for Gen Z. It's all the boomers' fault. Yeah, I was born in 1957. In that era, we were paid with real money. They couldn't just print an unlimited amount, which they began to do in the 60s to fund under LBJ, was called guns and butter. We're going to spend billions we don't have in Vietnam, and we're going to spend billions we don't have on the Great Society program, you know, putting it into the ghettos. All of that money was created out of thin air. Until 1964, Americans were paid with real money. It couldn't be printed. You can't print silver. Even if you had a dollar bill, it said on it, silver certificate. You could take it to the bank and say, you know what? I just as soon have a silver dollar handed over as the paper. If you like carrying paper in your wallet, you could, but you could go to the bank and say, I'll take mine in silver. So in 1964, this was the minimum wage. All right. The minimum wage was $1.25. Those coins today are worth $85. But the minimum wage is only 7 1/4. So if the silver that a man was paid as the minimum wage in 1964, if that's now worth $85, why isn't the minimum wage $85? The difference between $85 and $7.25 is the planned inflation which happened. That was a theft from the middle class. Our money was diluted and our wealth was stolen by inflation. It's not like the weather. It's not just something that happens, you know, like a natural effect, like temperature rising. This was a wealth transfer. The bankers, the Fed, and the bankers, they print the money. Their friends get the money. The hedge funds, Goldman Sachs, they get the money. They then buy up everything with the money before it's inflated. Our money in the bank is worth less every generation. And now a young couple can't afford a house. In the 50s, one salary was enough to buy a house. The wife could stay home and raise the kids. They could have a car, go on vacation on one salary. And that's gone. That was stolen. That was our birthright that was stolen. We're coming to the end of that cycle now, where we're going to eventually have a financial collapse, and this will be money again. And I do recommend silver, because this little gold coin over here is worth so much. It's like $464. You can't buy groceries with a $464 gold dime. You're going to need silver. All right, I see we're running out of time. I always forget to plug my own books. I do sell these still. It's, you know, my main mission in life are getting these message books out. And if you go online, you can get them from Amazon, but I get almost zero from Amazon. If you buy them from me through my website using PayPal or cash or checks, I'll even sign them. And then you won't be giving most of your money to Jeff Bezos. But if you want them on Audible or Kindle, you have to go to Amazon. And I'll sell them cheap. When the more books that you buy at a time, the better it is, because postage goes down rapidly with larger boxes. Selling onesie twosies is cost you more and cost me more in postage. But anyway, I would strongly suggest, it's not too late to start buying silver. It's really, you're not buying silver. You're exchanging a currency, which is becoming worth less every week, for a currency which will hold its value. And I mean, I wish that I'd bought more, but I'm still going to buy even at $90. Anyway, thanks to Alex for the opportunity, and I'll see you the next time that I'm invited on the show. And that's all I've got for today. Bye-bye.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.